then today we will study the last Sangha Disesa offense, which has to do also with Samanubhasana, admonishing. So this Sangha Disesa is called Kula Dusaka. Regarding corruption of families by monks, how monks can corrupt families. Corrupting means being spoiled by families, so that by giving gifts to them, small gifts, people feel obliged to serve the monks more, to give them more material gains. So, those days in India, it was common now for monks to give flowers and place them, put them in the water, and like holy flowers, and people will go and worship the monk just to give flowers or like that. So, and then, people run to the monastery to get flowers because they think it is from a holy place. So it is more and more auspicious. And after, of course, coming, they will give some donation and so forth, and monks will have a good life. They can make a good life by getting these donations of the people, to attract the people in the monastery. So, and to get donations.
以前在印度就是说你印度出家人那个普遍的普遍有限的就是他们会种一些花然后把这些花的那个赠送给那些家就是然后那些家就是因为这很神那个神圣的花然后那个加以供奉然后呢这些家具是为得到这些花他们会经常去寺院然后对寺院做一些捐献然后这寺院里边出家人可以靠这些捐献生活的很好
So therefore now, the term Kula Dusako is here defined Kula Dusako, corrupter of families by offering some material things to them. For example, flowers, fruits, powder, the clay, tool sticks, bamboo, medical treatment, and delivering messages, so that the lay people, they will give much importance to the material, to the material aspect, than to the virtuous aspect of these monks. They don't respect the monks for the sila, samadhi, panya, for example, but they respect them because they give them gifts. And that is how monks can get away how to get donations from them.
他说那个关于这个秽物就是关于这个污损出家定义，大家可以看那个律藏里边，他有这个定义，然后我给大家念一下，他就是以花果粉药。 粘土、羊脂、竹药，以及做施舍，就是做信使，这些行为来秽污那个，以秽无俗家的信心，也是静心。然后他们这种行为就是会使在家人重视在物质层面与出家人的往来，而不是出家人的那个戒定慧。
Nowadays, it is common for monks to give amulets to the people,
Pity stream.
Huh?
A pity stream or something.
This can be also used as a means to attract people in the monastery. This is called Pirit Nullo. Pirit Nullo. You mean this is called this chanting threat? That is also one way, but for it's called. But the amulets. Now this can be regarded that it has some protective chanting. No, this kind of like that. But now amulets have to do with mantra and other things and so forth, and some talisman which people have to wear. To wear talisman, you have to wear it. They are called all kinds of things now, and there are yantras, mantras. And in Thailand, for example, it's very common for monks to give some other, even tiger hairs, tiger hairs for protection. Tiger tooth from protection. So then, and people flock to the monasteries to get this kind of protective amulets which monk creates. And that is how monks can attract people in monastery. Now, maybe ultimately the people they don't respect monks for their sila and so forth. They respect them because they sell, they try to give them such things to them. Of course, some people, of course, they lose faith. They're starting ridiculing the monks. They become business people. So this is where also that belongs to the kula dosa aspect. In the modern terms, what they do.
他说这个现在比较常见一种现象呢，就是说，寺庙里一些出家人常常给那个在家居士分发一些护身符、护身项链这些东西。 然后在泰国的话，他可能还有一些出家人给在家人分发那个虎毛虎牙，就是那个老虎的毛，还有那个老虎的牙给那个在家人做保护。然后那些在家居士们，因为这些原因蜂拥而至到寺院里边，但是他们主要是被这些物质东西所被这些物质东西所吸引，而不是尊重那些在家人的戒定慧，而不是尊重那些出家人的戒定慧。然后通过这种方式，有一部分居士就会对那个。 出家人失去信心，然后他们中有一些人还会指责这些出家人变成商人。说，therefore
now that monks should give small gifts to lay people, either it may be some amulet, some Buddha statue, small Buddha statue, some other Buddhist symbols, distribute to lay people and so forth. With the intention to get material gains from them. That is why he becomes a kula dosa.
他说，如果有出家人通过那个给向在家人散发护身符、然后小和尚等其以及其他一些佛具等，然后他动机是得到物质的回报的话，那他就会那个变成一个无家者。
So monk usually should give dhamma to the people, to teach, to make them understand how they can liberate from suffering by practicing meditation, keeping their precepts pure, and so forth, but not distributing them material gifts.
一个出家人应该为在家人说法，教他们怎样持戒、怎样修行、怎样离苦，而不是。
So, any means which monk uses to attract people by giving some material things, even some, it's called, any gifts he gives, can fall under this kula dosaka rule.
一个出家人以获得物质回报的动机，那个向在家人散发的任何那个物质礼物，都被这条戒所包括。So
then, you can read aloud this rule so that they can understand better what are the points we have to discuss.
然后我就是张然，我念一下这条戒那个中文翻译，嗯。 若有比库医治某一寸或震而住，是乌家者恶行者。他的恶行被看见且被听闻，以及被他所污的住家被看见且被听闻。比库门因如此劝告那个比库，据说实是乌家者恶行者。据说的恶行被看见且被听闻，以及被据说所污的住家被看见且被听闻，请居受离开此住处。你在这里已住够了。当比库门如此劝告那个比库时，却如此对那些比库说：比库门是随遇者。 比库门是随身者，比库门是随事者，比库门是随不者。对同样的罪，屈恕一些人，不屈恕一些人。比库门因如此劝告那个比库，请居受不要如此说。比库门不是随遇者，比库门不是随身者，比库门不是随事者，比库门不是随不者。居受实是乌家者恶行者。居受的恶行被看见且被听闻，以及被居受所污的住家被看见且被听闻，请居受离开此住处。你在这里已住够了。当比库门如此劝告那个比库时，若他仍然坚持。 比库门应乃至第三次的劝诫那个比库时，他舍弃。假如在乃至第三次劝诫时舍弃了这实在很好。假如不舍弃，三个第四次。
Very fast. So then, okay, now, by giving such gifts, some people might be pleased, but other people and most of the people get actually lose their faith to the monks. Because the role of a monk is not to distribute material gifts to lay people, is to teach them the Dhamma. This is why people, they question the role of a monk, if the monk does like that. So therefore now, such monk destroys the people, the faith of good people. This is how he becomes a Kula Dusaka.
他是像散发物质礼物这种行为呢，他可以让一部分人欢喜，但是其他人呢，就是其他财产人，可以说大部分的财产人，他会通过这种行为，就使他对那个出家人失去信心。因为一个出家人应该扮演的角色，不应该是给在家人那个分发礼物，而是应该给在家人说法。如果不是这样的话，那么在家人就开始怀疑这个出家人值得到底是什么。
So, there are monasteries, for example, where monks, they keep some animals for release animals, like fishes or pigeons. They keep the monastery and tell the people, to give. Money, no? They charge money. So then if they go to release some pigeons, they will charge money. And the people will buy the pigeon, or pigeons, maybe one, a cage for pigeons, who are supposed to be, lose their freedom. The pigeon lose their freedom. And to liberate them, to give them freedom. So they pay for that to the monks. And then they get the cage people and they release the pigeons. So now, and these monks make, these pigeons, where they go after they get released, they go from the back of the monastery, where is the feeding place. The feeding place at the back of the monastery. So, and the other monks behind the monastery, so they feed the pigeons, and again they catch them in another cage, and again they put them, the same pigeons, they put them in front of the monastery, and tell the people to release them. And again people come, pay for the same pigeons, money, release them, and again the pigeons go in the feeding place behind the monastery. The monks feed them there, so then put them in a cage again, and put them in front of the monastery and sell them. The same pigeons are recycled, and they make money.
还有一个寺院呢，可能作为放生动物生意，就是说他们会养一些鱼或者鸽子，然后呢，就在就是来的时候，他们会花钱买一笼鸽子，然后去放生。然后这些鸽子呢，其实因为它也是商业，是一个长期养的寺院里边，所以说它放了以后，然后就飞到那个寺院后山去了，就是以前喂他们的地方。然后这个寺院里边，虽然再把这鸽子抓起来。 然后放到笼子里，然后继续喂它们，然后再有人们，然后再放生，再回来，然后通过这种方式，能不停的赚钱。
So then, these are practices which can you can find nowadays. It's very common. Mm-hmm. So then, astrology is another thing. Mm-hmm. Now there are monks who actually, as soon as you enter the monastery, the first thing you can is an officer, mm-hmm. which amongst the chief monk stays there, and mm-hmm. he has all astrological charts on his table. Mm-hmm. And monks, people, they usually come there with envelopes of money. Mm-hmm. They have to give the monk. Mm-hmm. And he takes the birthday of them and so forth and gives a scroll. And after they tell him, come tomorrow, get your chart. Mm-hmm. So then, they earn money because of it. So then, by giving this kind of information about astrology remarks, mm-hmm. the two people. Mm-hmm. This was a kulotosaka. Now people, they don't go to the monastery to get any dhamma, anything like that. Mm-hmm. They actually run to get these astrological charts, either for marriage, either for different things, how to irrigate the fields. Mm-hmm. So then, how to harvest. Mm-hmm. For such things, they run to the monastery.
Mm-hmm. 他说现在还很常见一种现象，就是说那个，有些寺院里边搞那个星象占卜，星象占卜的话，你看那个这这有一些这个这家就是去寺院里边，先去那个寺院办公室，然后寺院办公室里边看那个在家住持或者说这个不是那个就是那个住那个这个寺院住持就坐在里边，办公室里边贴满了各种星象表，然后这个时候人们那个，给这个住持一个信封，信封里边装钱。 然后再把自己生日和其他一些信息告诉这个僧人，然后这个寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺寺
also common in Hindu temples.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hindu temples, if people go, there are Hindu deities, they will go and worship now, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the priests, monks, for mm-hmm. example, mm-hmm. and they will give some sugar candy
mm-hmm.
to the people.
Mm-hmm.
They will give some small flowers like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they will put some color on the head
mm-hmm.
and so forth. And then they will tell him, this is donation box.
Mm-hmm.
they will show me what the donation box is.
然后他说这个在印度教寺庙里边，然后印度教寺庙里边那个人们，然后会去拜那印度教学神，然后在人们里边说印度教祭祀会过来，然后给人们散发一些糖啊花啊，然后在那头上涂一些彩色，那个然后这做这些事情，然后做这些事情以后，就给人们一直这个是捐钱的箱子。
They put a trail. Sometimes they will another monk will waiting
mm-hmm.
before you leave the temple. Mm-hmm. He is waiting with the tray there,
mm-hmm.
just with a few coins on the tray to show that look, mm-hmm. we collect money.
还有一种情况就是说，这个时候在你离开这个庙的时候，你发现那个门口站着一个印度教出家人，然后他手里边拿着牌，然后那个牌里边有已经放了几枚钱币，就是已经有人捐了。 然后你也应该捐，就是这个意思。
So now, Buddhist temples become almost like Hindu temples.
而现在有些佛教寺庙也像那个印度教寺庙一样。
So then, therefore now this is very common in monasteries to see monks behaving like Hindu monks, like Hindu priests.
而现在有些佛教出家人那个行为也像印度教祭司一样。
So then, okay, now we go deeper. And see, analyze each technical terms here. Now the next what we're going to see is about Papa Samachara.
Mm-hmm.
Kula Dusaku have explained Papa Samachara
mm-hmm.
of bad behavior, of evil ways of behavior. This is what is evil. Papa means evil. Samachara is called anachara. Samachara.
Mm-hmm.
Anachara is like misbehavior.
然后这个地方我们要解释第一个词是那个恶行者，然后那个恶行是指，比方说那个种花啊、种树等等这样的一些恶行。
Now, if you go to the Vinaya notes, you can see there are about a list of 8 points there, which is about planting flowers, watering, plucking, making garlands.
然后这个关于这个恶行相应解释，大家可以参考那个戒律和大纲，也可以参考那个律藏。然后按照律藏里边说法，它那个比方说，这叫恶行是指那个植花树，就种植那个可以找长花树，然后又另他人指，或者说然后那个浇水或者另他人浇水，然后那个摘花或者另他人摘花，然后把花结成那个花环，或者另他人把那个花结成花环。
So then you can tell the whole list, because now I don't need to repeat.
Just now I already told the whole list according to Vinaya Pitaka.
So then, Vinaya Pitaka is how, so fast, there are so many points. Did you tell the last one? Spreading Sangati for dancing girls to dance.
No, this is not the Pava Samachara according to Vinaya Pitaka. That is, let me see. Okay. That is in the story, but okay, I will ask him to see
the Vinaya notes. You can go to the Vinaya notes because there is a list of things there.
Yes, but that is okay.
This is actually it starts Sangati Sesa. If you go before explaining the first Sangati Sesa, there is a list of things there. Let me see table. I don't know what is table.
There's a list of things in the book.
No. This Dupaccha, no? Dupaccha rule. Sangati Sesa, Dupaccha rule. After Dupaccha, it comes Kuladusaka rule. Then if you see the Kuladusaka rule in the Sangati Sesas, in the Vinaya notes, then you can find the list.
Of Anahara.
Papa Samachara.
Okay.
After the Dupaccha rule, comes Kuladusa.
然后那个，然后那个，这个在那个戒律里边大纲里面非常详细，列了8条。说我刚才说种植花之外，还有那个给连家妻子送花花瓣等等，然后那个塞腰拳击，以及在舞台上铺开大衣，用舞女的上面跳舞等等。 Where is that church?
Okay. Yes. Now it is, now number one is planting flowers, watering, plucking, making garlands. So this is what if Papa Samachara, it is misbehavior. Okay, number two, it is sending flowers. You plant first the flowers in the monastery. And these flowers are not supposed to be for Buddha Puja, are supposed to be given to lay people. Therefore now monk engaged in this misbehavior, not practicing Dhamma or go meditating or some like protect the sila. They do all these things and it's called like gardeners. They do these things in the monastery. They put samaneras to dig. To dig and spend the time. Collect the flowers, and then making garlands. To make a garland, you have to actually to stitch these flowers together with a thread. So, and there is a way, these are different designs, like florists, like florists do. Preparing all these things. This is first one, step one.
他说这个做飞鸟行这比库，他会让那个上面莲花给他种花摘花。 然后，那个他种花之后呢，他不是把这花拿来供佛，而是准备把花送给那些家居士。 然后送给大家去之前，他会把这花做成很漂亮的花环，把这花环弄得做成不同的式样，就取悦那些在家人。
So after having done that, the next step is to send the flowers and garlands or to offer them to lay people, especially women, who are attracted to flowers. That's called,
他说他们第二步就是送花，就是送给那些就是尤其是女居士。因为这女就是很容易被花给吸引。
And then, not only doing that, but going also in the houses of these lay people and eating together with females and drinking from the same glass and sitting on the same seat, sharing one bed, one mat.
然后下一步他们就是居士，然后和这些女居士们一同饮食，然后同坐一坐，同卧一床，同卧一地毯或被盖。
So also breaking the rules of eating at the wrong time, drinking alcohol, singing, dancing, playing music, using cosmetics.
然后。这个，然后第五条就是他们那个，他们会犯一些戒，比如非食时喝酒、唱歌跳舞，然后弹奏音乐，然后使用化妆品这些。
And playing various games, wrestling, boxing, try to show the muscles. Some monks they try to show muscles, how strong they are.
然后那个，就是玩各种各样的游戏，然后就是那个，玩那个摔跤拳击，甚至还有一些出家人那个。炫耀他们的肌肉。
This is now very common in Tibetan monasteries. Tibetan monasteries, if you go, monks they do wrestling and boxing.
That is true.
They have to train themselves in boxing, wrestling, and now I have Mahayana monastery karate. And,
Kung Fu.
What is called Kung Fu?
Kung Fu.
Ah, yes, Kung Fu. So to impress lay women, especially women, get impressed. Wow, this monk, so powerful, so strong. He has so strong muscles. So then,
然后他说现在一些那个藏传佛教的寺庙上人那个喜欢那个锻炼自己肌肉，然后练摔跤练拳击。然后有些大乘佛教寺庙也是在那个练功夫，然后这些行为也特别有利于吸引女人，因为那女人一看到他们那个这如此强壮有力，然后就会对他们产生深刻的印象。
So when the people get impressed, they look these monks they do so difficult things, they go and plant flowers for us. So then, look, they do so many things, even they break the precept just for our sake, because they are working so hard, they have to eat in the afternoon.
Yes.
So then, therefore the people praise them sometimes. Because otherwise our monks, if they don't eat in the afternoon, how they can plant flowers and work and so forth so hard to make these garlands? So, and they will justify them.
他说，有一些在家人那有些在家人认为，你看这些出家人为了那个做了这么多高难度的工作，比方说什么种花、摘花啊，还有什么练功夫啊，这些，然后他们为了做这些工作，他们就不得不为了我们而破戒，然后就比方说他们因为他们做了很多工作，所以他们都下午肚子饿，所以他们要那个非食时。然后因为然后这种行为其实值得赞叹，然后有些在家人这样认为。
So then, if we see the origin story, you can see that the first monks who did like that, there were this Asaji. Punabasuka, no? these two monks were two leaders mm-hmm. of the Chambaka bhikkhus, mm-hmm. of the group of 6 monks. Mm-hmm.
然后出犯这家界的两个人就是那个阿什婆和那个芬达婆娑，然后这两个人也是六姓比库的那个两个领袖之一，不是六领袖之一，这二。
No, the other rule, Sangha, this is a Dutta Dusa. Sikhapada, we found Metya Bhumajagas, other two leaders of the, what's called, Chambaka bhikkhus. Here we found the other two leaders.
之前我们学另外两条圣，就是第一个圣和第二个圣，就是那个僧团的第八条和第九条，那两条是由那个次比库和地比库发起的，然后那两个比库他也是那个六旬比库两个领袖。Now
the difference between the two other leaders, Metya Bhumajaka, there are also other two. I can't remember the name.
Lohitaka.
Huh? Lohitaka. Yes. So. And this Asajipuna Basuka, mm-hmm. you can see that Asajipuna Basuka were the monks who, even if the Buddha would put a rule down, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. they would deliberately break them. Mm-hmm. But the other leaders, mm-hmm. they will do wrong things. Mm-hmm. But after they put, the Buddha will put down a rule, they will never do that wrong again. Mm-hmm. That was the difference between Asajipuna Basuka and the other leaders. Mm-hmm.
他说这个那个阿什婆和芬达婆娑这两个人在这六旬比库里边是比较特殊的，就是那个六旬比库呢，其他四个领袖如果佛陀给他治了戒以后，他们就不再犯了。但是这个阿什婆和芬达婆娑这两个人，就是他们做的时候坏事，然后佛陀对他们做这坏事治了戒以后，他们就不再犯了。但是这个阿什婆和芬达婆娑这两个人，就是他们做的时候坏事，然后佛陀治了戒，他们还是会故意犯佛陀治的这个戒。
So they were living in Kittangiri, that is a city, Kittangiri, I don't know which place in India. I have to see a map. So I have to look a map. They need a map to know where Kittangiri is. I have a map. I have to if they want to see where Kittangiri is, which place in India. Mm-hmm. If they go to India, they can visit Kittangiri.
他说那个什么，阿什婆和芬达婆娑这两个人住在一个地方叫北山。 然后这个北山现在什么地方？然后那个就是这样说，他有个地图，那个他说他想知道这个地方在哪的话，他这个地方给大家指出，让大家有。
You like to visit Kittangiri？ Maybe it's not there because it's infamous place, no? Infamous. Not famous.
Infamous, yes. Yes. So category is somewhere between kasi and savati. So current pitaka is between kasi and savati. So where is kasi? Kasi must be there, no?
The kasi is Benares, no? Kasi is Benares. We just know that it is different. I don't give. It is gone. No, no, it's not there. Finish.
Okay, okay.
Important. Mm-hmm. You better don't go there. Okay. This is how now this Asajipuna Basuka, they were so talented, talented, and they would go and impress these families. And one virtuous monk happened to pass there from that city, Kitagiri. So, and he was with downcast eyes, observing the sekiyas, well restrained in the village. And all these things, not smiling to the people, don't looking around. So whether that woman is called is beautiful or ugly and all that. So these people in Kitagiri, they're starting criticize that monk. They will just completely. I don't can't remember the word to use.
They're a coward.
Cow.
A coward?
Coward.
And they're not coward. City.
Something like that. Very dull monk like that. So they criticize him. Because they've been used to see monks, very, very cheerful and greeting them. And how are you? Fine, come, good morning, and all these things. So then this monk was Pindabhata, not looking left, right, and so on, just looking downcast. So not greeting them, because actually people are supposed to make vandana to him. But this Asajipuna Basuka, they almost make vandana to lay people. As soon as you lay people, they will all come. It's like, instead of lay people or worshipping them and so forth, they will almost worship the lay people.
去了就是阿什伯夫那合作住那个地方，也就是那吉扎山一。然后呢，当时这个比库威非常好，就是说他那个一直低着头看着自己眼前那个机器机手位置上，然后那个位也非常好，然后举手投足也非常整齐端正。 然后这个，但是因为那个吉士们，他们已经习惯了看那些坏笔库行为，所以他们看到这个笔库，看到这个笔库以后，就这个人是谁啊？这个人怎么看起来傻傻的？然后胆子也很小，然后也没有笑容。然后这样的人是给他饭吃的。然后我们的尊者阿什伯夫那佛说这些笔库，然后他们非常的温和，非常可亲，然后经常说一讨人喜欢的话。 然后满面笑容，然后他们见了我们都能见，而且他经常打招呼，然后，而且这些比丘从来不要求，就是他也不要求我们礼敬他，然后反而几乎是他们礼敬我们一样，然后我们应该给那个我们应该给那样的比丘食物。
So then you can find now the Tibetan monasteries with monk waiting out of the monastery to greet people. So they will be the first to greet them and so forth and talk to them. And We can find also Tibetan monasteries where monks practice dancing because there are some festivals.
No, that is some kind of tantric practice to please their deities, actually.
Dancing.
Yes.
Hindus also they do the same.
Yes.
Now,
yes
Hindus
yes.
They dancing to please the deity. But sometimes the festival, they in front of stage, they put on stage, so that all people from the village is come together, and the monks they are dancing on the stage. There is a theater like that.
Yes, yes, yes.
So acting and dancing and jumping,
yes.
And wearing masks.
Yes, yes, yes.
So this is common now in Tibetan monasteries, but Hindus also they do such festivals.
Mm-hmm. 然后而现在在宁萨上寺庙寺庙已经印度教寺庙里边的那个比较常见一种现象就是那个一个出家人在寺庙门口然后一个就在家居士来他们就给打招呼然后在家居士来他们第一个是跟在家居士说话的然后呢还有他们经常组织一些节日然后在这节日的时候那个他们会搭一个舞台然后那出家人在舞台上面跳舞然后那个
But you must know that these practices, what Tibetan monks have, have been imported to Tibet from India. They have been appeared in Tibet themselves. They have been imported from India. So, therefore, these were existing in India itself.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Monasteries in India, therefore, even Buddhist monasteries who will support these practices.
You mean Indian Buddhist monasteries or something?
Indian Buddhist monasteries. Buddhist monasteries. There were, it's called, there must have been Indian Buddhist monasteries who have supported such practices.
Mm-hmm.
And these practices have been imported to Tibet.
Mm-hmm.
So then, okay, now regarding the and ultimately, because this Asaji Punabhasuka, they did all this misbehavior and corrupting families, the Buddha sent them Sariputta and Moggallana with 500 other monks. To make papajaniya kama to them, to expel them, to ban them from Kitagiri, from the whole city, surroundings of Kitagiri. So then, although they made to them papajaniya kama, so this Asaji Punabhasuka, they did not comply with that. And they started criticizing monks. That the monks like who are Sariputta and Moggallana, who make them Papajinya Kama, they are Chandagamino, Dosagamino, Mohagamino, Bayagamino. They have been, have done to them this harm, as called, because of evil wishes, because of hate, anger, because of delusion, because of fear. They will blaming as called Sariputta and Moggallana and other monks also.
然后那个佛陀治疗这件事以后呢，派遣舍利弗尊者、目犍连尊者以及其他500比丘，一起去那个极乐寂静大山野，然后对那个阿什和夫那菩萨以及他们的那个追随者做那个去饼干嘛，然后要把这些人驱逐出那个极乐寂静大山野，然后他们做完这个干嘛之后呢，然后那个阿什和夫那菩萨那帮人还是不服从，不但他们不服从，然后他们还 批评舍利弗尊者、目犍连尊者，然后他说那个舍利弗尊者、目犍连尊者，他们这些人是随爱，随贪、随嗔、随痴、随怖， 然后也就是说就是这两位尊者是出于他们自己的烦恼，才会对阿湿婆烦恼佛陀做损害。
So then, this is the time when the Buddha told that. Let me see. Of course. When the Buddha told that, put down the rule. Put down the rule declare them that they have fallen. How to make sankati says a procedure for them? You see how to make a procedure for them. So for samanubhasa, admonition, and if these monks do not give up their attitude, so to declare them that they have fallen to sankati says offense.
然后因为这个就是之前他们不服从那个七品干嘛，所以说那个佛陀这个时候开始致戒，就是说对于这样的迷惑怎样对他们进行警告，然后如果三次正式警告他们还是不舍的话，他们就犯三个戒相。
So here we can see how Asajj Punabhasaka they were so stubborn also as called they've been already banned from that city. They would actually react in such a way. So to attack the good monks.
这个地方我们也看出，就是阿湿婆布达佛陀这些人如此固执，就是说他们虽然已经被那个三趣趣品生了干嘛，但是他们仍然不离开，然后反过来还攻击这些德行好的比丘。
Now they had this kind of strong confidence. Then. That they, as a monks, they were doing the right thing. Because already in Hindu temples, monks, they are doing these things. Okay, and they thought, why we should not do that? It was a common practice those days. And we as bhikkhus, why should not do these things? This is how they got this confidence to tell that Sariputta, Mokaran, other monks also, who were beset by the Buddha, to tell them that you are of evil wishes. You are deluded.
他说，就阿湿婆夫那佛陀这些人，阿湿婆夫那佛陀这些人对于自己的这种做法具有非常强烈的自信，相信自己所做的是世上人应该做的事情。就是他们之所以会有这么强的自信呢，就是因为当时就是普遍那些婆罗门教的那个寺庙也做类似的事情，然后这些事情非常常见的。然后这些比丘就想，就是说，既然大家都做这种事情，我们为什么不能做这种事情？正是基于这种想法，所以他们才会去攻击舍利弗尊者、目犍连尊者这些好比丘。
So then, now the offenses a monk who commits, it is like the other three rules we have studied, up to for the samanupassana rules.
然后因为这些，
对，
然后因为这条戒也是三界纯粹三个地带，所以说他这个。纯粹的方法和前面讲三条那次三是一样的，也就是说，刚白的时候是恶作，然后两次送完两次宣告是两，这是两个粗罪，然后送完三次宣告仍然不舍，发生三个地震。
So then, the factors are almost the same except for the first factor, who's it is to accuse other monks that they are chandagamino, dosagamino, mohagamino, and bhayagamino. That is the thing. And then the other factor is by if the monks are admonishing by vinaya kama after the completion of the kama vacha, and he does not give the effort and attitude. This is how the sangati sesa offense can be completed. Only the first factor, it is, it makes a difference. I accusing monks and jhana gamino and so forth.
而这条戒的四个要素里边呢， 只有第一个要素，其他三条三个三条三个三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三条三
So then, okay, we'll go and see the list of the analysis of the seven ways how to analyze the rule.
然后我们看这条线，那个实际要素分析表。
Okay, now if we go to the list there, we can see that Kula Dusuko Savati? They put Savati. In the English they have Savati, Kula Dusuko.
Maybe that place belongs to Savati. Some suburbs or something.
Kitagiri, no?
Kitagiri.
Should be Kitagiri. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Followers of Asaji Bunabax?
Because no.
Yeah.
Followers are also there, I think.
Okay, everybody. Asaji Punabhasaka, the leaders and all the followers, both. And their followers. Asaji Punabhasaka and their followers.
Yes.
But it says in English, it says only followers of Punabhasaka, not Asaji Punabhasaka.
Okay.
Anyway.
I in my Chinese version, I had the two leaders also, because it is ridiculous to exclude the leaders.
Okay. All right. So then, the object was accusing monks and Chandagamini, Dosagamini, and so forth. And this sadharana panyati, this is a common offense with bhikkhunis. That is noanu panyati here. And anati is without command. It is a monk who does it, who does like that. He falls into offense. And we have three kinds of offense. Sangati says, tulachaya dukata. Like the other previous offenses, samanupasana offenses.
然后没有随施舍，然后这条戒是非命令者，也就是说，只有亲自去犯这些戒的人才是犯了三个地藏大的。然后过犯是有三种三个地藏大粗罪恶作，刚才我们已经解释过了。Okay.
So then, the dukkata, dulacca, sangatisesa are the same as we explained that after the nyati is dukkata, after the two anusavani is dulacca, and in the end of the third anusavani is sangatisesa.
This I explained just now.
Just for a reminder, yes, otherwise.
Yeah, just now I explained.
You explained?
Yes.
Okay. So there is not offense. The offense, no offense are the same like the previous Sangati says. If he is not formally admonished, if he gives up his effort, attitude and so forth in met and first do.
然后那个非过犯也是那个就是而且前面三条线是一样的，然后那个最好当然还是有个错误，就是放弃努力那个地方，他不是放弃追求，是放弃无家。其实前面两条线也有这个错误，大家注意改一下就可以了。
This solo sila vipati and the factors were not explained, accusing monks that first factor it is would make the difference, accusing monks of chandagami and so forth.
然后施法也就是解释法，因为它是那个三个地藏，然后它那个支分也是要素，我们刚才已经解释过了，只有第一条和前面三条不一样。
And all the other points are the same like the previous Samana Basana rules.
然后其他的所有要素都跟前面三条是一样的。
Alright, now, this rule, I think we have covered many points. So then, if there are any questions, you can ask.
这这这这，我们到这基本上我们都把那个要讲了，然后大家如果有什么问题可以问。
是那个上大地七杀，它跟驱除干嘛有什么别住，就是驱除干嘛吗？不是，那这个故事驱除干嘛，就说这个地方不能住了。
对，这个地方不能住。
我们在这里的话，就是别住干嘛，就是让你别住而已。
不是，别住干嘛只适用一种情况，他想完这条街，他马上应该就会讲，就是别住干嘛是任意用，就是你犯了三个地藏，然后你复藏了，然后你比方说你复藏了五天，那么你和僧团请求别四，请求五天的别住。
然后他就给你五，这人然后你到另外一个地方，或者也有可能是在一般都是在另外一个地方。然后你别住五天，然后你别住五天之后回来，你跟僧团说我已经完成别住，然后你要僧团请求麻辣达，然后僧团再给你六天麻辣达，然后做完六天麻辣达之后再出队。
那乌家我犯了这个三个地七杀，没有复藏的话也不别住。不别住，直接做麻辣达。
直接麻辣达。
对。
好的，这个可以。只不过是出驱除干嘛，这条只不过是故事里面的。
正好是，对，是故事里面，但驱除干嘛和别驱除干嘛是两回事。驱除干嘛是要把你驱除出去。还有，如果寺院里面啊，比如把供僧的物品啊，给在家，人了，这算供僧还是供佛？供僧的物品，供僧物品，因为我们那个房间东西啊，反正都是僧团的物品，他私自给这家人，这算物家。
So he's asking that. For those items that has been offered by lay people to the Sangha, if a bhikkhu privately distributes those things to lay people, then will that be considered as kula dosaka or something?
If he distributes to get donation from them, they get regarded as kula dosaka. But if he distributes just to get without any expectation, if he gives them, this is Sadadeva Vinipata. If he has not used these items, Sadadeva Vinipata, destroying the faith of people, there is a dukkha offense by doing so.
他说是这样的，就是说你如果说这个比库把那个僧团的那个东西这样给那样，然后他的目的是为了那个从就是那里获得物质回报的话。 你可以把它看作物价者，但是如果说他不是出于那个目的，而是出于其他一些目的的话，那他这种行为是，我就是在律藏有说法，就破坏信心者，破坏信心者，他是犯恶作。
恶作。
对。
就是说这个要看他的一个动机了。
对。
然后那个也不一定是马上反僧团，僧团后面还有很多过程，就是那个三次见告什么什么的那些都要满足。
对。
这就是说。 有人看到了，肯定向僧团反映嘛。
对。
僧团反映问他，他说：“哦，是这样，那就三个地七杀开始，就三次见告，他放弃就可以了，不放弃就是三个地七杀了。”
对。
那这样，比如就是说，
不对，他你这个你这个你这周就中间之间那个三次见告之间应该还有那个三个地七处理，然后他反过来诽谤这个，你这个他如果没有因为哦，
他还要满足第一条对吧？
对啊，反过来诽谤这个。
就乌家还是有个第一条的一个规。
那就是说，如果把肥皂啊、洗衣粉、牙刷呀、膏这些东西，不是我们这里不在家人的嘛，嗯，那个人到这里来，那个禅修嘛，嗯，住在我们周边的，嗯，他们如果拿这些东西用的，
哦，就我们东西放在那里，他私自拿了，或者是他有可能他问你要，
你东西放在哪里？放在库房还是哪里？
不库房，我们的那个屋顶门口呀。你放在屋顶门口。 门口洗衣服啊，肥皂什么东西都可以放点，厕所里面。他如果拿了用了，这算我们恶作还是什么？如果对比库来说是恶作，对上马来人来说是算什么？你都帮我问一下。
So he's asking that suppose he put his spare soap, a detergent powder, toothpaste, toothpaste to toothbrush, these kind of things in front of his kuti.
or as in the common toilet. And then some lay people, some lay people came and used it. So, what of offense will this bhikkhu or a samaritan fall into? He's asking.
If lay people take it by themselves, of course, there's some. He doesn't fall any offense.
Mm-hmm.
Because this, he did not give it with his own hand, no.
Mm-hmm.
His lay people took it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and these lay people fall in, actually, they commit theft, maybe it can be, if they're taken by thievish thoughts,
mm-hmm.
they commit, they steal it.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't ask the permission of the monk.
Mm-hmm.
So the monk, of course, doesn't commit any offense.
Mm-hmm.
But the offense is the other way around. If the monk see the lay people coming, come, greeting them, he knows that he needs maybe some CD, some pen drive like that. If I give him like toothpaste, they might ask him one day, do you need something we can give you? And the monk tells, yes, I need a pen drive, a CD. This is how it is Kula Dusan.
他说像你说，这种情况是无罪的。他说，因为你不是亲手给他的，然后反过来讲，这个居士他如果是以盗窃的心，然后那个去拿这个东西，他这个居士自己是犯偷盗，然后他也没有天天去修你的许可，然后直接这么拿，这是犯偷盗的。然后那个，但是另外一种情况就对你来说是有罪的，比方说。 你看，看到居士来了，过来，对，我给你个压高息，然后其实你心里面想的是，这个居士能给我个U盘什么的，然后就去给他压高息，反正这个居士呢说，那你需不需要点那个，需不需要一张CD，需不要一个U盘啊这样，然后这样的话就是无家了。
啊，这就无家。
对，因为你的动机是。
还要去做那个，他那个行为，他是那个行，乌家者和乌家这三个第三是两回事。
我可以帮你确认一下，需要我确认一下。我知道。还有个问题，你那个，你刚才问的那个在家里的事，在这禅修的白衣。
对，白衣。
他说的是那在这禅修的白衣。
对，我刚才问的信众。
不是，他是在这禅修的白衣。
不是，他是说他把那不那压根压上放自己屋里门口，不是说库房里边什么。
我知道。
他说的那个人是白衣，在这儿禅修的白衣，不是外边的信众。对呀。
我这两者之间，我之前印象中好像是有区别的，在这儿的是不是算原民？我们可以给他东西啊。你他哦，我那我可以不，你说是指的什么是？你的动机是好的动机是吧？就不是那种坏的动机是吧？
不，他说人实际上就是他。
在这儿禅修的那个人是原民，他给寺院做服务的，所以我要给他毛巾肥皂什么的。
你的动机是好的动机是吧？首先你动机一定是好的动机，对不对？原民的话，最好的动机。行，也就是说，你的意思是，如果这种情况就不能，就也不犯恶作是吧？就是说，
对，因为我记得那个就是。
护法有规定，就是像在这儿那个肥皂什么的，都可以领的。是，这个确实是我可以帮你问一下。So he's telling that now there is a rule that lay meditators who meditate here they can get some requisites from the storeroom. That means only limited varieties. That means soap, detergent powder, this kind of thing. And so he said that according to this kind of rule, so this kind of people actually considers Aramika, no? Aramika. So because they are Aramika, if he, with good intention, he distributes these things to those people in need, actually in need of these things, he will not fall into any offense. Is that true?
In need?
Yes, in need. To those lay meditators, so in that case, he will not fall into any offense. Is that true?
Yes. Now here, this is done usually in meditation centers.
Uh-huh.
Not Aramika, but let me see, because usually Aramika they don't give now these soaps and so forth. We give outside the storeroom. Mm-hmm. I suppose not to be for the workers, kapyas. It's supposed to be for the meditators who come here.
Uh-huh.
They are yogi meditators.
Uh-huh.
And then And the monastery gives these things for them as an assistant because they are practitioners. Mm-hmm. And lay people actually now, they come in the monastery, mm-hmm. if they offer, they also mention that actually there are also yogis here, mm-hmm. lay yogis who practice, and then they bring also with intention to give donation to them also, because mm-hmm. they keep bindapat also. No?
Okay.
Therefore, that is a different arrangement here.
Mm-hmm.
What lay people offer, they already previously know
mm-hmm.
what we offer to the monks, but they also lay yogis here.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring food for lay yogis.
Mm-hmm.
Bring food also, other requisites for lay yogis.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore now this is not,
offered to the Sangha. Because
not only to the Sangha as such.
Yes. Not only
they don't expect that only monks would use this. Mm-hmm. So therefore lay people, they already know previously that yes, these are supposed to be used for lay yogis or,
mm-hmm.
or meditators who come to practice, lay meditators.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it is, if we put items outside the storeroom,
uh-huh.
we put them for them.
Uh-huh.
They can collect anytime. So then, and there are simple items like soap and razors, what are absolutely necessary, the basic needs,
mm-hmm.
basic needs.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't give other things for them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, towels. They have to bring these towels with them.
Mm-hmm.
Other mosquito nets. Mosquito nets, if they, it's absolutely necessary, they be given to them, but they have to bring back again to the storeroom.
Mm.
Other, if they bring, take something from the storeroom, like for example, a mattress,
mm.
or a sitting mat,
mm.
something like that, a pillow,
mm.
or bed sheets, they have to bring everything back to the storeroom.
Mm.
This is the condition.
Mm.
But these small items like razors and toothpaste, toothbrush,
mm.
and soaps,
mm.
detergent powder,
mm-hmm.
these are the main basic things which they can't bring with them
mm-hmm.
because they finish very quickly, no?
Mm-hmm.
These things are given by the monastery.
Mm-hmm. 他是这样，这件事呢，一般来说只有禅修中心才能在这儿干。然后，这个地方的关键点就是说，然后这个地方的关键点就是说，他这些禅修者，他们那个。 他们的他们是有限得到一部分供养的，因为居士做供养的时候，实际上他是说是供养这些禅修者，然后他说供养这些禅修者实际上包括这部分人，比方说这个那个制作这些供养食物的时候，他并没有说那个不让这些食物在世界上享有者的，那基于同样的原因呢，就是说这些肥皂那个剃须刀啊，包括洗衣粉这些东西，实际上是有一部分分给他，但是一般来说呢，一般来说这种东西应该把那个在库房这儿专门。 分出一部分给他们标明这东西是他们的，然后他说，然后这些东西其实，但是你不能把山药水看成原名。他说，因为你看这些肥皂或者洗衣粉什么，一般来说他们是不给这是工人或者是匠人用的，因为那些才是真正的原名。但是他实际上不是给他们用的。然后就是说，如果这就是肥皂这些东西之所以给他们用，因为这东西是一种消耗品，就是说你不可能来这山药让长衣山药，然后你带很多肥皂带很多洗衣粉过来，这是不现实的。但是其他一些不是消耗品的东西，一般来说像。 毛巾也文玩这些东西，他们是希望你自己带的。就是如果你实在是需要，然后你又没有自己带的话，然后寺院方面可以暂时借给你，可以拿，但是你拿之后应该归还。不光是毛巾文玩，包括那些那个垫子呀、枕头啊、席子这些东西，就是如果你一个是从寺院这边借的话，你到时候都应该归还。 那我想问一下，那么对于原民来说，我们给他们什么东西是适当的，给他们什么东西不适当的？So
he is asking that what are the suitable things and what are the unsuitable things to give to Aramikas.
Aramikas now, I have to explain first that a monk,
mm-hmm.
Or monks at least, if they take any offerings from lay people,
mm-hmm.
after they use part of that,
mm-hmm.
they can give to Aramikas kapyas and so on.
Oh, okay.
So, because the rule is, what is the rule, Saddadeya Vinipada,
mm-hmm.
it is, you can't give fresh things what you receive from lay people
mm-hmm.
directly to the kapyas, to Aramikas.
Okay.
But things would already be used, or have been already distributed among monks
mm-hmm.
for their use.
Mm-hmm.
So the leftovers, mm-hmm. what is leftover,
mm-hmm.
you can give to Aramikas.
Uh-huh.
And for that, there is no limit. Of course, now we, usually the Aramikas here, what they take is usually sugar and tea leaves. This is what they most of the time consume. Uh-huh. Therefore now here in the there is a small room for the lay people to go and make tea, coffee, like that.
Yes.
So all the time there is some supply for them, tea leaves, coffee and sugar. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes this nestomol like that, mm-hmm. these things. Okay. So because they, now these things have been already the monks they consume. They have, because lay people, as soon as they offer, it goes to the hands of the monks, and some part of that has been already consumed. Mm-hmm. And the leftover, mm-hmm. what is, the cut is leftover. Mm-hmm. So then can be given to the Aramikas, copies. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 他是这样的，他说是，首先那个，就是，张老师刚才给大家先强调一点，就是说，如果比扩充居士那里得到供养东西，那你那个，那得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得得
你用了一段时间或者用了一部分的。再有一种就是说这个东西虽然是新那个虽然是新的，但是它是指在整个三番里边已经进行了分配，然后分配过来分配以后剩下的。哦，那这个你都可以给那个原名或者姓氏，然后也没有数量上的限制。嗯，他说在榕树林一般来说，这种比较常分配给原名的是糖和茶叶，就是那个专门给居士那个茶室，然后那个地方那个糖和茶叶随时会随便取的，然后有时候也给他们那个奶茶，对，这些可以。
我还想问一下，就是说，像很多东西我们分过来，我们觉得我不需要的，
嗯，
我就可以就是说，可不可以是一个居士？会。
OK。So he's asking that if you get offered something from lay people, but then after he unpacked it, he saw that this is not something that I need. So then with that thought, he transferred this thing to a lay person.
Another
lay person. So is this kind of behavior allowable or not?
He's saying, I guess it's not allowable. Mm-hmm. I believe another example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see that a monk goes down for pindapat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He collects pindapat in his bowl,
mm-hmm.
and he has some piece of cheese, some like biscuits, nice things. And then he sees a cup here. And before eating himself,
mm-hmm.
because he wants to be friendly with a kapya like that,
mm-hmm.
he goes and takes a small cheese like that. The biscuits and give good things to him, to the kapya.
Mm-hmm.
That is Saddha Devinivad.
Mm-hmm.
Saddha Devinivad. He follows the Dukkha Dupadu like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but if that monk, after he sits down, eats
mm-hmm.
Full meal or part of that,
mm-hmm.
part of that, and the rest he gives to the kapya,
mm-hmm.
he is okay. He doesn't fall into offense.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore now, in order to avoid falling into this offense, Sadadeva Nipata,
mm-hmm.
whatever you receive, you make it leftover.
Mm-hmm.
Leftover.
Mm-hmm.
And then you give to the kapya.
So how to make it Arabica, leftover?
Or other lay people. Or to the bakers. To bakers.
Okay.
So then, what is called, that is why you don't fall into offense, okay?
So how to make it leftover?
Hmm?
How to make it leftover? Leftovers, just as some formula, like
yeah, you eat some part of it.
Okay,
even part of it you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and the rest you give.
Mm-hmm.
It means what is left over
mm-hmm.
after you finish it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just pick a mouthful and so forth and then it's called and then the rest you give to the lay people.
Mm-hmm.
So you eat, finish what you have, finish it, and then after you finish,
mm-hmm.
you give this to the kapya mm-hmm. like that.
Okay, so if it is not food, for example...
No, food, okay, an example with food.
Mm-hmm.
This is just for you to understand because this is what happened, what we get most of the time is food, no?
Yes, yes.
No, other requisites,
mm-hmm.
I will explain, but
okay,
you can tell this first.
Sure, 然后这种饼干没有，如果说你在你还没有吃之前，比如说你想讨好那个就是说你想和那个敬人搞好关系，那这样的话，然后就是说你还自己还没吃，然后就直接把这个 偷到的包装好像哪了，就给那个军人，然后这个就是破坏信心的行为，然后是犯恶作的。然后，但是如果说你先坐在吃本来两个吃了一部分，然后把剩下一部分给军人，这个就没问题。所以说那个所以说这个这然后所以说这个地方的关键就是，如果是食物的话，你首先让这个食物变成剩余的食物，就是说你至少吃掉一部分，然后可以你然后你再把分配给那个原民也好，进人也好，乞丐也好，或者其他在那个在家人也好，这都没有问题。然后这是食物，然后关于其他事情，张老师再给你解释。OK.
So now with other things, now let's see we take towels. Okay. So then, if one a monk does not need a towel, he can give it to the storeroom. Okay, that is the most easiest way if you want to get rid of something. You just give to the storeroom. Maybe other monks can use it, but. If you have some preferences, for example, you see that somebody is needy, the kapiya, for example, he has not a towel. Okay, you don't give him, it's called brand new towel to him, what you receive from lay people. You use it. You use it maybe one time like that, wipe your face, and then you give to him, make it leftover like that. You give to him. You might not, it's called, That is how you don't fall into offense on the day of anybody.
他说，然后其他东西，比如说毛巾，对毛巾这种东西，如果说你不需要的话，最简单的方法是你直接把它送给库房。然后因为你送给库房之后，说不定现在比库房能用。但如果说你有一种特殊的偏好或者特殊的需要的话，比方说你看到一个病人或者其他一个在家确实非常需要这个毛巾，那如果然后你确实想把这东西给他，那你的做法是，你先把这毛巾用一次。然后拿着毛巾擦一下自己脸，然后呢，然后这毛巾你可以把做成是当成是剩余的东西，然后你就可以给你想给那个在家人，这样的话就无罪了。
那我就举个实际的例子，打个比方说，上次我妈妈过来了，我就到上面去盛了两杯椰子水，拿到下面给她们喝，那个帮助是你去拿两杯椰子水给她们喝，我就拿了两杯椰子水。
什么地方是呢？是上面食堂，下面食堂，
下面食堂，他们在下面食堂。
你在什么地方拿椰子水？在这个桌子上。
我没有在桌子上，他们拿两杯，帮你拿两杯椰子水给我，他说，就这样。这算不算是剩余的东西？我记得这个他们应该正常，应该他们已经好像是吃过了，这种已经在进食了，或者已经在用餐了。
So he's asking that last time his mother visited him here in this monastery. Okay, his mother came to visit him here. So while his mother was living in this monastery, one day during lunchtime, so the monks already started eating. Two monks. Ask him to give some coconut water to his mother. So he collected some coconut water and offered this water to his mother. So is it allowable or not? He's asking.
Now this rule of Saturday Vinipata gives exceptions for mother and father.
Okay.
Yeah, for parents is exception. Okay. For no. Parents are regarded, have to be regarded like someone else.
Okay.
They are the status like someone else. The same way you can give someone else, you can give to mother and father. The Buddha has given a special permission for that.
This 有个特殊情形，就是父母出恩，就是父母在这条界里边被当做沙玛尼拉，就是说你可以就是就像你把东西给沙玛，就在这条界里边，你可以像把食物给沙玛尼拉一样，把食物给你父母。父母除外，
这种女儿或者姐妹就不一样了。
But sons, daughters, brothers, sisters are not included.
Only mother and father. Of all lay people, it is mother and father who the Buddha gave special permission to give to them.
所有在家人里面，只有父母是除外，其他那些都不除外。
啊，所以
如果是给那个，比如说姐妹，她是或者说。就是兄弟姐妹，这是犯恶作吗？
对，他刚刚说了，对那个这个父母是除外，其他都是恶作。
就是父母不但是四品，就是说用的东西也可以给他。
So he's asking that for parents, it's not only food,
But also some other requisites.
Everything. No problem.
一切字句。
梵蒂冈天皇是直系亲属吗？不是。
他说只有父母，甚至不包括子女，也不包括兄弟姐妹。
嗯，我好像看到解释说，对子女是有赡养义务，你如果出家的话，对有赡养义务也是。
是抚养义务。
对，
你是
也要也可以给的，我好像看到过这条的。你再跟梵蒂确认一下，是不是直系亲属
？So he's asking that. He thinks that a monk, even after his ordination, he is obliged to support his sons or daughters. Something like that. So because of this obligation, he is also supposed to give some requisites to his sons and daughters. So because of that, also giving requisites to sons and daughters is also allowable. Is that true? He's asking.
No, it's not. It is other than that. Every time he lifts the hands to give dukkata.
So
he asked, how about medicine?
Yes, about medicines.
Mm-hmm.
If they ask, you can give them.
Mm-hmm.
So then, again, I must tell you, okay, now to remind them, leftover things one can give them.
Mm-hmm.
Leftover things.
Mm-hmm.
For example, unuses, for example, bed sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for 1-2 days, and then gives to his daughter and see, what is that? Daughter and son.
Say some lay person need to help her. Maybe you snake her.
About medicine, no problem. If they ask, no problem. So then, I will explain the medicine, but moment, you have many things, no? Because son and daughter.
Uh-huh.
So then, to explain things first.
Uh-huh.
So now, what is left over,
uh-huh.
one can give to one's own son and daughter,
uh-huh.
okay?
Uh-huh.
So then, one uses a bedsheet
uh-huh.
and gives to them,
uh-huh.
no problem.
Uh-huh.
Towel,
uh-huh.
use it, gives to them.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is now, if other monks come to know that,
uh-huh.
so, some might start complaining that you have become a monk to get requisites and to support your family. You don't become a monk to renounce. Okay? So therefore now, I must know moderation, how much to keep. Then every time the son and daughter come and ask for these things and so forth, of course then you'll become notorious. Your ambition is not to become monk to renounce, but to support your family. So, to support your husband. So therefore now, you might be criticized on that. You might not fall in dukkata, but you might be criticized. Now regarding, explain this, I will explain about medicine now.
首先先不讲那个药关于药的事，然后那个先跟你讲下面药的事，待会儿再跟你讲。他说那个首先对你自己来讲，只要是你把这个东西做成剩余的，都可以给你自己。比方说一个床单，然后你自己用了一晚上，然后你就可以给你自己。这个是不犯，这个是不犯的。然后但是他说虽然你不犯，但是如果你做这种事的话，其他比丘可能会抱怨你。然后他们想，他说你来出家其实不是为了处理，而是为了给你这家庭提供资助。所以说，如果说你的子女经常来找你寻求这种帮助的话，你可能在僧团里边就变得比较著名了。然后就别开始怀疑你这个人出家动机到底是什么。然后虽然说这种情况你仍然是无罪的，但是你要知你会被人批评。然后他会讲一个要的事，你让他讲完好吗？
我知道，我前面忘记说了。我们讨论是僧团物品，
对
吧？
对
给子女的问题，我忘记说了。我记得是好像是别人直接 offer 给你的，就是直接供养给你的物品。这些东西应该是直系亲属随便你给的。
OK，
是这个问题，我忘记了。有一个先决条件的，
好像是一样的。我可以帮你
问
一
下，
我可以帮你问一下。So he is asking that if that item is not offered to the sangha, but directly offered to him, so that. That is also regarded as the same.
Yeah,
this is very important. I asked this. before to another family, so he told me that is not a Sangha's things. If you just offer you directly, you can send these things to everyone you like.
That is wrong, because now this rule, Saturday Vinipata, mm-hmm. we study, it is actually in this place, Mahavagapal Sambha. So then, this does not include Sankhika things, it includes private things, even Pindapata. Uh-huh. I tell you, Pindapata, mm-hmm. if people offer you, it's not Sankhika, it's just food. But you can't give to the kapya. If you don't eat first yourself, make leftover. Saturday Vinipata. So therefore, there are examples according to this rule. Simple thing, now for example, a piece of cheese. Okay? You can't give to the kapya before eating yourself. This is your piece of cheese, it's not Sankhika.
So can
you can't give to the kapya, you can't give to the lay people, you can't give to
parents.
Parents, okay. Not sister, brother, nothing.
Okay, and
we have to first eat, as called, make it leftover, remains you can. Now, this is not Sankhika, alright? Therefore, this is wrong information. Wrong information.
就是说食物就是说一定要是跟前面一样吃剩了除了父母直接可以其他都吃剩了对我说的是物资物资你要用你要用就是比方说传单就好比我手机我用一次这也算用过直接对传单他说你传单或者睡晚上就可以就是毛巾拿擦一下那我就跳过这种能用的东西像资具怎么办 资具不能用，资具用是就没有了，那怎么给啊？资具根本你说那个资金那个资金点钱是吧？那个那首先那根本就不是你，然后我你让他先讲完那关于药的东西，他说药，他说让他先讲完药，so then you can explain about medicine, but then you can first explain about medicine, but then he wants you to explain about kapya money.
Kapya money?
Yes, kapya money.
Okay, wait. So then now. The same way with other items. Now, for example, okay, I will explain now. For example, you have this private. Mm-hmm. Somebody offers you this one, private. So, you can't give it to lay people. Okay? Mm-hmm. You can use it maybe 2-3 days, play around and do it. After you make it leftover, then you can keep it. Alright? The same way. Saturday, everybody. But about Sankhika things, you fall under different offense. Not because, if you give Sankhika things, to lay people, different offense. Mm-hmm. Again, dukkata, but because you give sankhika things to others, it don't belong to you. Mm-hmm. It belongs to the sangha you give to them. This is dukkata offenses. Mm-hmm. Maybe also parajika, compensation, because you destroy what is sankhika. That is more dangerous. Mm-hmm. But private thing is dukkata. You understand? Okay, now you can... He's clear with that. Mm-hmm. Just to...
Mm-hmm. 他说分配那个分配僧团物他说那也是一条恶俗但是另外一条恶俗因为僧团物分配僧团所有的物资就是属于僧团的物资那也是一条恶俗但是另外但是另外一条恶俗而且那个不仅仅是恶俗那可能是巴拉西嘎因为因为那东西就是说僧团没给你许可人然后你直接拿那个就是分配那可能会犯巴拉西嘎的对所以那个那个比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比比
一个东西，因为那里还没有搬到那个 store room 去，所以说你不能私自到那里去拿东西的话，上次说过这个问题，那个地方是个部位分配的东西，你确认一下。
嗯，就啊，
记住
说。He's asking that the items on the new on the shelf of the new cinema, there are some items like medicine and towels or something like that on the
cinema.
Yes, shelf. So he's asking that can those things be regarded as a leftover or undistributed things like that?
It means. In the cinema, there is a
shelf
and so forth, yes. Which people they offer. This is a shelf which people, after they make donations,
uh-huh.
they come, they make pindapata, uh-huh. and before they leave, they go and make some other requisites. No?
Uh-huh.
They put on the table,
uh-huh.
and this is for the monk, storekeeper,
uh-huh.
he has to, because all sankhika things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for example, after the Dhamma talk,
mm-hmm.
people, the Dhamma talk is finished,
mm-hmm.
all people, what they have already offered them. So they make sanghika.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the monk chants this Imam Sav Parikaran Sangha,
Apalokana
Sangha. No, they, no, in the chanting, no, what the, Ashkwaliya, it is, when the Sila, Silsala. So, before the Dhamma talk, people offer these robes and toothpaste and all these things,
okay.
Before the Dhamma talk starts. And then the monk has to recite that, because they make Sankhya, they have to recite a certain formula, how to make Sankhya. Now, after the Dhamma talk finishes, lay people carry all these things and put this on the shelf. This, everything on the shelf is Sankhita. That's why about 11 o'clock, after the people, that's called, they bring everything, around 11 o'clock, the storekeeper has to find four monks. He usually stops them, calls them and so forth to make a palokana, to make them pugalika. Up to that moment, all is a Sankhita. You can't take anything. It's not left over. So,
then,
after the storekeeper now makes bukalika, you are not supposed to give to the slave people.
Not directly give to the people, but
you have to, if you get something from storeroom, you use it, after it's left over, you can give it.
那边那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那 就像个架子的地方。然后到了十一点，大概到十一点左右的时候，管库房那个班队，他会召集四个比库，他就做一个确定干嘛。做完这个确定干嘛之后，这个东西就是从他所有变成个人可以随便取用的。就是说在这个确定干嘛完成之前，这个东西一直处于私人所有，但是个人不可以随便取用。但是他做完这个确定干嘛之后，就个人可以随便取用了。但是就是你即便就是个人随便取用，他再把这个东西放回库房，因为库房的东西都是个人可以随便取用的。做完这干嘛的放回库房，但是说即使你从库房拿了东西之后，你还是要把这个东西先变成剩余的，才能给除了父母之外的其他在家人。
哦，就新的东西直接可以给父母，但是会被别人会。就是说你是那个
有可能，就是他说你要知道，
他是这个意思。
对，你
就是说基本上都是用过了，你给随便任何人都可以。
对，
按照这个道理。
对
吧？
对。
那药没？
药他马上他要解释。So medical, the end of the answer now. So can you explain about medicine?
这是危险。
So now medicine, if lay people ask, okay, they are need, monk should give them, okay.Small amounts, so whatever they need, don't give, take bottles
no,
like that. Whatever they need is necessary for them, they can, you can give.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing now, if a layman, for example, is bitten by snake like that, you don't think, no, I follow Saturday evening, but I should not give. No. It's like asking in it.
Mm-hmm.
He might not ask you,
mm-hmm.
but it's like asking help. Okay, he needs help.
Yes.
He does not need to tell by mouth,
yeah.
I need help, because you know, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Then you have to give medicine to treat them and so forth, to help him also,
mm-hmm.
to bring to the hospital
okay.
if it's necessary, if there's nobody else to help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So then, that is green light,
mm-hmm.
green light,
mm-hmm.
green light, no problem.
Okay.
The Buddha gave green light for that, no problem.
Okay. Okay.
他说这个要不是这样的，如果在家就是那个给你提出这种要求，然后确实有这种要求的话，应该给他，但是只给他需要那个量，不要过量的给他。然后另外一种情况就是他没要求你也给他，比方说被蛇给咬了，这种情况你应该那个他其实没很要求，你应该主动给他那个被蛇咬了，然后就给他帮忙，然后要把送到医院，把送到医院。然后这些特殊情况是佛陀给开绿灯的，所以说不需要担心这个。
So the same brother, if your brother needs some medicine.、
Mm-hmm.
He asks,、
mm-hmm.
can you give me this, give me that?、
Mm-hmm.
Benadol, like that. mm-hmm. So, he asks,、
mm-hmm.
then you give.、
Mm-hmm.
But、not before asking.、
Mm-hmm.
Before asking, you don't give.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay?、
Mm-hmm.
So you don't tell him, do you need some Benadol? I will give you some. You don't tell him. So, like supply, he will think, my monk brother, he's supplier. He can supply to me with more things.
Mm-hmm.
He will take different impression, understand?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you destroy the faith. Satya Vinibhata. So then, that is what examples with meditation.
他说，然后，但是，注意是这样，就是说，就是他一定是他那个，就是出那种极个别，出了这种被被被摄养那种紧急情况之外，应该是就家具他需要这种药，他给你要求的时候，你才能给他，不能说他们要求你就只能让你需要这个药，我送给你。而如果那样的话呢，就是可能对你产生不同的想，就是说你这个，说你这个这个这个这个这个这个出来人是药品的供应者，这样会破坏他们信心，然后也犯过错。
那这条也是父母除外，要的话，全部东西都父母除外，对吧？
对，所有东西。
全部。
对。So he is asking that. This appearance is also exceptional in this rule.
Yeah, parents, even if they don't ask, we should give. In the commentary tells, even there are kings and princes, kings are like that. You go and give. Even your father is a king or a minister, like very rich, very rich. They don't actually need something. But you can still offer something to them. Like, because you got something good just to, for parents, they don't need, but if you like, you can keep. Like it's coconut water. They may have servants in the palace, many servants, they serve them with coconut water, but you tell them, no, my, for my father, I want to offer you something. No problem, you can.
他说这个对父母来说一个运动，就任何东西都是除外。他说就那其实即使你父母非常有钱，都是国王是大臣，那个其实根本都不需要你这点小东西。然后但是这种情况，你也可以给人，比方说像他说那种椰子水，就是给一副表示心意，这样。前面就是说生产的物品，跟人家直接供养给我们物品，食物基本上都是圣使才能给，除了父母除外。
对，
那个。 食物除了就直接供给我的，不是物品跟钱，这怎么？物品的刚才已经解释了。也是用过一次才能给。对，钱我。父母也除外，新的也可以。对物品不可以，你不需要再解释。物品的刚才已经解释了，然后你要解释钱，对不对？
对。So he asked you to explain about copy and money.
Copy and money.
Yes.
We'll come to that rule. If he can wait, I don't know. If he can wait up to the time, we come to the Pachitya rule.
Uh-huh.
你先给巴西提，你先给巴西提。布达伽马贝提亚巴西提亚。OK，那好。布达伽马，布达伽马是卡巴。OK。他说你可以等等等等，我们姐姐讲巴西利亚的时候再问你关于钱。That is connected with that rule。I can just because now he has to do copy every day. Maybe he will wait 1 month. He has to wait 1 month. And I don't want to keep him 1 month waiting. I can just briefly explain if the others agree.
If the others agree，他说一个，但是我们要解决，就是讲讲巴西利亚入可能和那个巴西利亚学说是可能还要再等一个月。所以说那个，但如果大家如果同意的话，这张老可以暂时不给他简单的介绍一下，大家同意吗？
无所谓，他在等等，
等于
直接。
嗯，那他们说无所谓，那张老也讲了，so you can briefly explain because they agree the same.
Agree what to explain?
To explain.
So now this Pachitya rule has to do with not destroying plants, no? Destroying any vegetation, anything which has the power to germinate. So then, okay, then you can briefly, it's very long, you can remember.
I can remember, no problem, because I can take control.
Now the thing is that you will tell this after you tell the story because the story behind.
Okay. 张老师，这条线跟那个生物村那条线是有关系的，就是破坏植物那条线是有关系的。然后这背后有个故事，然后张老师给大家讲。
Okay. Now in India those days, there were people who are animists. Animist means they have the belief that plants have life, have soul, jiva, and. They used to blame others who destroy plants. It's like killing. They thought it's like killing. Because you kill the plant, like you kill an animal. Now elements, ants and so forth, they have life, they move. That's called, they reproduce. But plants also, they also move because they grow and so forth. Like stone, for example, does not move. But plants grow and they give leaves, flowers, fruits and so forth. They also grow. People, you know, these also must, plants also have some soul. Otherwise, how it is possible now? Stone does not grow.
Mm-hmm.
Iron, metals mm-hmm. don't grow.
Mm-hmm.
But these plants also grow.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they have the perception of soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, jiva is God. This mm-hmm. is why they will starting blaming others who destroy life.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when monks starting doing such things like destroying plants,
mm-hmm.
they starting blaming monks also,
mm-hmm.
or trees.
Mm-hmm.
So they are starting playing monks that is destroy life
mm-hmm.
and shouting, protesting,
mm-hmm.
the animists.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Buddha, although he knew that there is no such soul there.
Mm-hmm.
These plants have no vijnana,
mm-hmm.
consciousness,
mm-hmm.
to understand anything as well.
Mm-hmm.
So then in order to avoid what's called conflict with the people, to that people would come and disturb monks
mm-hmm.
and so forth and give troubles to the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to put down the rule for monks not to destroy plants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you tell this part and I will tell the next part.
Mm-hmm.
There is still some mm-hmm. part to be taught.
然后说先讲一部分，然后先把这个门就过了，接着讲。然后那个这关于这个问题，就是那个关于生物村上教界的知识之间因缘。生物村上教界的知识因缘是这样，就是那个在古印度人民相信这个植物是有一些人他相信那个植物，植物是有灵魂有命的。然后就是那个破坏植物，就像杀害动物一样。为什么呢？因为这些人看到就是植物。
然后那个，因为这些人看到那些植物像动物，它们也会动，也会繁殖，那种植物它只生长了，生长它也那个动动，然后他们一定是有生命的，然后和石头和铁这些东西不一样，因为那些东西不会动，也不会繁殖，所以他们也责备那些破坏植物的人，也包括这些那个摘花砍树的这些比库，然后这些摘花砍树这些比库，就造这些居士们的抗议。 然后佛陀本人他知道这个植物其实没有信实，他然后其实破坏它和杀生根本不一样，但是为了避免和这些人们发生冲突呢，所以佛的那个就治治而观生物村上界，就是不得破坏植物，比库不得破坏植物。 OK.
So then, now those, okay, those animists, they had also the practice. If they wanted to, for example, to harvest the rice or something like that,
mm-hmm.
or to pick fruits from the trees,
mm-hmm.
so, or even to cut the tree because they want to expand the village like that.
Mm-hmm.
They used to get a magic man, this, it's called a special man, like a shaman.
Oh, okay,
like shaman. Mm-hmm. And so who will make a special ritual.
Mm-hmm.
So then, in order to chase away the spirit, the soul of the plant, and then only if the soul goes, they will destroy the plant. So that was the ritual was like to dancing, drumming, for example. If they want to cut the rice, they will start drumming and dancing and so forth. They will put fire, something like that, to and shout. Now we're going to cut the rice, if there are any spirits, please go away. So then, and they use knives like that, like to show that they are going now to come with the knives to cut. So this is like chasing the spirits, chasing the soul of the plant. And then after they believe that the soul has gone, then they will go and cut the plant. So therefore, now this ritual, that's called, is still common in some areas in Aborigines, like for example, they use this. Aborigine people, in Sri Lanka, some primitive people.
Vedas.
Vedas, they do like that.
Okay.
And even other tribes in India, they do this, like that, such things.
Mm-hmm.
In Nepal, it's very common.
Okay.
Nepal. So, and in Sri Lanka also, they call a special man. Special man, if they want to, especially to cut very big trees, they thong. This might be inhabited by spirits. If we do something, they might attack. The spirits attack us. So therefore, they have to conduct a ritual in order to chase away the spirits, to inform them, that inform them going to cut the tree.
please go, and they will take some mantras, I don't know what they do. With knives and fires, I don't know what they do, some rituals. Mm-hmm. So this is how to chase away the spirits. Mm-hmm. You tell this part, then I will tell the next part.
然后这些植物有灵魂的人呢，他们比如他们在树割谷，或者采摘水果，或者砍伐树木的时候，因为他们相信，就是说这些植物上面，他们会或者是咱们这些有灵魂的，然后可能是还有上面是上面可能还会出现精灵什么东西，然后他们所以说他破坏这植物的时候会遭到这些精灵或者这个植物本身灵魂的这个反击，所以说他们为了避免这种情况，他们会请一些巫师或者萨满这人，然后那个在他们做这个谷物收割之前，唱歌跳舞，然后点火，然后。 而拿着刀，做，然后大喊大叫，说我们立刻就要收割谷物了，然后他们用这各种不同的形式把这些精灵或者灵魂给吓走，然后呢，当他们认为这种事情成功了以后呢，他们就开始砍伐收割，然后这种事情在现在的印度的斯里兰卡一些土著部落，包括尼泊尔，那个都很常见。
Now the Buddha knew this thing, and then. In order that these people will not blame the monks, he also told the monks to do something similar. So then, so that to tell a layman to take a knife and cut like that, make a movement, not to cut, but actually make a movement, as if to warn the spirit, we are going to cut you now. To cut apple, for example. We have an apple. And you take a knife and move the knife upon the apple, and then the spirit can see the knife, and it's like a warning for the spirit. If there is an apple spirit, for the spirit, the apple spirit to go away. Or for fire with nail, for example, we are going to cut you, and go tell kapya kapya, we shout. So now this is like a small ritual, like symbolic, to chase away the apple. Spirit, orange spirit, like that, these old fruit spirits, to chase them away. If you want to eat apple, or some fruits and so forth, you have to chase away the spirit. By that. But is it like, here we have it like a symbolic action, it's not the real thing.
然后他知道这就是做这事，然后他为了避苦避免受到这帮人的责备，然后呢，所以他让比库对这植物，这是他们，受用这些植物之前，他们要做要做那个类似的事情，就比方说比库要使用那个苹果，他先用那个火也好或者刀也好或者指甲盖也好，在那个苹果上面进行就是象征性的表示吧，苹果上面进行给你赶走了。 然后，但是这个东西其实只是一个象征性的仪式，并不表示这个苹果上面精灵有什么精灵，所以这个仪式现在所谓的作经。
So in that case now, if animistic people see monks, also monks, they chase away the spirit, they don't shout, they don't protest, because they all respect, okay, now they chase, all the monks also chase the spirit, therefore they are allowable to eat the apple, they are allowable to eat the orange, and then these people, animist people, they don't play the monks.
他说那个这样作境以后，这个苹果就变成那个以作境，或者说许可的了。就是说这种苹果就是那些环保主义者，他们即使看到也不会在你们进行抗议。就是说，因为你们这个，他们认为你通过这种作境仪式已经把那个苹果上面精灵赶走了。
It's not that the Buddha believed the spirit there. He tells Manusa jiva sanyino. It is the people who are jiva sanyino, the perception of soul, rukasmin, in the tree or other plants. They have, it is the people who have the jiva sanyi. Jiva sanyi, the sanyi perception of jiva, in the tree, in other plants. It is not, the Buddha hated the perception. In order to avoid conflict with the people, he has to invent a way. A way how to protect the monks from attacks from these people. So, from not attacks, but actually troubling the people, blaming that they are the killers. Because these people regard somebody who kills a plant without chastening with the spirit, that is a killing, like Panatipata. It's like that. And now, monks are supposed to be holy men. And all these people, how they are holy men if they kill the plant without chastening with the spirit? So, therefore now the Buddha has to find a way how to reconcile these things. And they have told the monks to, if they want to eat an apple, or like any fruit, any other things and so forth, before destroying any plant, they have to make kapyan. Especially when eating. Kapyan and so forth, would take a knife or fire with a nail, something like that, to make a small ritual, so that these people will see, ah, the monks also just have the spirit. They are holy people. They are not killers. So, and then they will not protest.
他说这个事并不是佛陀相信，就是这个植物上面或者植物上面住住住住很多精灵什么。他说佛陀自己原话这么说，他说是这些人对于树有命想。 也就是说树本身并不是什么命，他而是这些人对树产生了命想，所以说那个所以说呢，因为他们对树产生了命想，所以说你如果破坏树木的话，他们就会骂你，说你们这些人杀生者，然后他们说你们这出家人本来应该是神圣的，但是你们这些人杀生，你们上哪有什么神圣性可以？然后他所以说佛陀为了避免冲突和麻烦呢。 就是说，尤其在就规定比丘在食用植物时，尤其在吃这些那个水果蔬菜的时候呢，就是说一定要提前做净。OK。
So therefore, the Buddha put down the rule, and this rule is panyativaja. Panyativaja
is
not lokavaja.
OK.
Which is if it is wrong, if the monk breaks this rule out of disrespect. Disrespect, but it's not wrong that you accumulate in akusa karma. By destroying plants. So therefore, it's not any akusala karma from the... because plants do not have life itself. You can't be blamed that you have killed it. And accumulate akusala karma because you ate an apple without making kapya. But if you ate the apple, the seeds, especially the seeds of the apple, but if you eat the apple, destroy the seeds of the apple, out to disrespect to the rule, you think, oh, the Buddha was foolish. Why he put this rule down? So you don't need this rule anymore. Because you have no animists here in Sri Lanka. Maybe in other places, the animists here, they are not animists. You disrespect the rule. So then you break it deliberately. Then it's panyativaja. It's wrong to go to the, what the formulation of the Buddha given down. Disrespect to the Buddha, disrespect to the practice. This is back to the Upasambhata Sila you are going to take to observe.
然后他说那个这条线呢，他不是世间罪，他是施舍罪，就是佛的那个就是那个为什么施舍罪，就是说你那个因为植物本身没有生命，所以你破坏植物本身并不会造成恶业，但是如果说你知道你已经受了这个那个比库具足戒，然后你故。 故意去破坏佛陀戒，然后又因你对佛陀戒这种不尊敬，可能会积累恶业。而比方说你那个你有些人吃苹果水果是不尊敬，然后那个然后把那个苹果苹果种种子也破坏了。然后这些人可能想，然后现在可能也没有这种环保主义，是在这个地方可能也没有环保主义，然后佛陀这个人真与什么什么制定这样的戒。然后这是这样的话，你由于对这个佛陀和真与戒被不尊敬，然后可能会积累恶业。 OK.
Now this organization is for the Yogasram. So there is a agreement that we should not abolish any rules what the Buddha laid down and carry on this practice with the 500 arahats deciding the first council, not to abolish any rule. In that case now we also practice this rule to make kapya. And if we want to eat something which is germinates, seeds and other plants which can grow, so we make to make the kapya before using them, before consuming them, before destroying them.
他说那个。 在我们这个森林派的创立的时候就有这么一个协议，就是创派的人就有一个协议，就是说本派的那个这个比库应该之手，就是佛陀在那个就是佛陀灭度之后第一次接近第一次接近五百阿拉汉所基础的一切那个戒律我们都应该遵守，一条也不放弃。所以说到现在，就是说这派的比库仍然只是守坐净这条戒，就是吃那个水果之前，首先那个有里边有种子水果之前，首先应该坐净。OK。
So if you go in other places, especially in other Nikayas,、mm-hmm. so then、monks they never practice this.、
Mm-hmm.
They don't know why they should be done like that. Even lay people in that monastery,、
mm-hmm.
they don't know about these things.、
Mm-hmm.
So then,、but.In that, the same monastery,、mm-hmm. the same monks, they don't break only this rule,、
mm-hmm.
they break many other rules, like Vikala Bhojana、mm-hmm. and so forth, they use money.、
Mm-hmm.
This is so common.、
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, now, if you meet a monk who, he doesn't know how to make kapya,、
mm-hmm.
and so forth,、you might not be wrong to come to the conclusion that he also breaks other rules.Like Vikala Bhojana, like that. That is a small evidence for you to know, okay,、he does not know that. That means he does not know about Vikala Bhojana, he does not know about Jatarupa Rajana, he does not know any of the other rules.
但是你现在如果有其他派的某些寺庙呢，你会发现这那些寺庙的很多出家人根本就他不守这条戒，甚至根本不知道这条戒。然后他们那边庙里边不光出家人，居士也不完全不知道这条戒。然后但是然后你会发现这些庙里的那个出家人，他不仅不守这条戒，然后那个其他戒也经常不守，比方说非施食，比方说吃那个吃金钱这些。所以说以后如果大家遇到一个出家人根本就不知道坐净这条戒的话。你基本上可以得出结论，他可能也不守其他的戒。
Okay. Okay.
So he's asking about
tomorrow. You are going to make kapya money, monksy.
So he's asking about kapya money. So he's asking about kapya money.
You are about kapya money?
Yes.
Why you didn't tell me as well? I was explaining about how to make kapya with
No, I was explaining.
Money, I did not hear the word money.
You didn't hear it, okay.
Next time. I said twice.
Kapya money? What is kapya money? There's no. money is a kapya, it's not kapya.
Okay.
Offer your money. Someone.
Kapya money? There is not. Misleading. It's not wrong to tell kapya money.
Because the monks here, they also tell kapya money something. Because if you have some money in the kapya's place, then you have to tell kapya money to show that you're not keeping money yourself. No?
I don't know. The time has passed.
Okay.
Okay, now if we come to that rule, putagama patiyata, putagama rule. I'm not going to repeat this story again, no?
Okay.
About this.
Okay.
Because we are losing time.
而是所以说，张老先生生物村这条线已经讲很清楚，所以以后那个再讲生物村这条线的时候，这个故事就不重复大家讲，不浪费时间。
Kapya means kapya. This kapya usually used is called for how to make kapya with plants.
Okay.
I never heard the terminology of kapya money.
You?
I've never heard about. I did not listen about money. I did not grasp.
So how do you tell the money that you put in kapya's place? Do they have a special term for that?
Well, it's called money who is under the kapya. Under the kapya. Kapya karaka.
Under
the kapya karaka.
Under the kapya karaka. Okay, that is long. So, but anyway, so he's asking that.If he has received some money under the kapya karaka, is it allowable for him to distribute this money to other lay people? So this is his question.
So then, it's not allowable because now it's called, usually, this is given by faith, no?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the dayaka comes to the kapya and tells, look, you give, as called, with, by, through this money, whatever that monk needs. And he specifies the monk, okay, he gives the name of the monk. And the kapya's duty it is to give through this money some requisites for that monk. Okay. So this money actually is not owned by the monk himself. Okay. The real owner of this money is the dayaka. The kapya is a mediator. Mediator. Who has to convert this money into books, robes, bowl, toothpaste, toothbrush, like that. If the monk needs something, he can't give that money to the monk. This monk is not the ownership of his. He has not ownership on that. To tell the kapya, look, give to this lay people so much and that lay people so much. He has no rights on the money. He has only rights to tell the kapya, I need a book, I need a robe, I need a bowl, something like that. I need to make some repairs on my kuti. So then, and here, another thing, the monk can't command the kapya. Give me a robe, give me a bowl. You must tell the kapya only what you need. But commanding the kapya, you've only dukkha. So, therefore, this is the procedure. How we can go and manipulate this money and so forth and tell, oh, you give to my father, to my mother, and so forth. Because you see, money is not yours. Even the money, as called to mother and father and so forth, can somehow, you can tell the kapya that my mother and father are sick, okay? I want them to get medicines, or I want them that this, they can, they themselves, they can use this money and so forth and get some medicines. So then, and another thing now is called, it depends on the, some exception with the mother and father can be there. But you have no ownership of the money itself.
But if it's not, suppose it is not father and mother, but your brother or sister, then can you tell the kapya that, oh, my brother or sister is sick or something?
Except if they ask. Uh-huh. If they ask, then through that money you can tell the kapya to supply them medicine or like that, but you can't tell them to give the money to them.
Okay. 他说这样，他说这个。 不允许的，他说因为一般说钱这个东西呢，是那个信众出于信心，是指那某个特定天意比如供养，目的是供养这个比库的那个如法兹具。然后这个比库并不是这个钱的所有者，然后这个信任只是一个中介而已，就是那个就是你跟那个中介，你跟那个中介说你跟这个经济经人说你需要什么时候，那个经人会给你买东西，但是你无权命令那个经人，说你给我买什么什么，这个如果你这样命令那个经人的话，你犯恶作的，你只能跟经人说我需要什么了。但是对父母来说，如果你父母，你比方说你父母病了，你可以直接跟经人说我父母病了，他需要些药。那可以，那就是你即便你父母没有要求，你也可以直接跟经人说我父母需要这些药，然后他可以给你父母买药。如果是对其他人的话，其他人首先必须对你提出个要求，比方说我需要药。
他跟你说我需要药，然后你可以什么某某某，你可以跟经人说某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某某
he got some packaged a biscuit and chocolates while going for the pina pot. And after he collected this pina pot, he just sat down and eat, but without consuming those biscuits and chocolates. So he just ate some rice and he made himself full. So then he's asking that if he didn't open the packet of the packet of the biscuit or chocolate, so can that biscuit or chocolate be considered as a leftover or not?
Yeah, it can be leftover.
Can be leftover.
You consider it as a collection of what you have in front of you. Uh-huh. It's a collection of what you have received, everything.
Uh-huh.
So what is banana, apple, and chocolates and so forth.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And you take onion, apple, mm-hmm. and the rest you think, I fool and so forth, don't want it, you can give to lay people.
Mm-hmm. Sure, koi. Oh, koi.
我想借着刚才前一个问题那个字句那个来问，如果有一个比丘他那个还俗了，他能否从净人那里把那个在家中基于信心供养他的那个字句换成钱从那净人那里拿走？
So he's asking that, suppose, one bhikkhu has some money under the Kapyamkaraka. He has some money under the Kapyamkaraka, but later he disrobed. So when he disrobed, is it allowable for him to withdraw this money from the Kapyamkaraka?
No, to withdraw it? Take it?
Yes.
If the Kapyamkaraka agrees, okay. If the Kapyamkaraka agrees.
So if the Kapyamkaraka agrees, it's
okay. 但是从刚才刚才讲的那个例子来讲的话，净人只是一个中介的，也就是比丘和那个比丘和净人之间，他们是物的关系，也就是比丘他需要的是物，然后净人提供给他的是物，但他现在还俗，他应该是不能从那里把。
So he's asking that because according to the example that you have just now explained.The monk should tell what he needs only to the Kapyamkaraka, and then this Kapyamkaraka directly gave him the things, but not the money. And the ownership of the money actually belongs to the daya, not to that monk. So under such circumstances, why should this rogue monk directly take money from the Kapyamkaraka?
Yeah, I'll tell you, if the Kapyakarika agrees, because now maybe the Kapyakarika wants to ask the lay people, ask for the donors.
Okay.
So, because he is a mediator, no? And he somehow has some authority over the money. Because the lay people give you some authority. So then, that is why the Kapyakarika agrees, either because he decides to give, or because he already asked the daikas. So whatever the case is, he will take the responsibility.
Okay. 他说这个问题是这样，这个钱的所有权虽然是归那个在家人那个失主的，但是这个失主的供养这个钱是他已经给了这个净人这一个钱的处置权，所以说他这个净人他可以按照那个，如果他有这个处置权的话，他可以按照自己意愿来处置。也有一种情况，就是说这个净人他并没有得到这种处置，就是那个。完全处置权，但是这个净人他接了你的这个请求之后，他打电话或者通过其他什么方式跟那个居士联系，然后他然后通过这两种方式，或者他本身有处置权，或者说他问过那本人的施主，他同意了你这个请求，然后他就可以给你。
他这个情况其实还有一种情况，这个钱本来就是我自己给改变的。
你没有钱。
你明白吗？就像有些人我出家之前，
我知道你的意思。So he's asking like that. So before he get ordination as a before, he as a layperson before his ordination, he gave his own money to the Kapyamkaraka, and then after he disrobed, can he withdraw that money from the Kapyamkaraka?
So if it is already.An agreement with the Kapyakaraka that as a layman, the monk tells him, look, I will be a monk for this period, you give this money, and when I disrobe, I will get the money back. So then, that is still, if after he becomes a monk, his Jatarupa Raja Sikabada breaks.Okay, because he becomes the owner of that money. He's actually the owner of the money.
He
has deposit. He puts his money as a deposit. So then, with expectation to get it back. Because that was the agreement, no? He does not make this money the ownership of that kapya. Because the real owner is he. And this money is under his name. Therefore, he falls as a samanera, he breaks the rule, jata rupa rajata. As a bhikkhu,That money becomes the Sangha Bachitya. Yes, he has to forfeit to the Sangha because he is the owner. So, therefore, actually, the Kapya is not authority to be the owner of that money. He just keeps it
locks it somewhere with the expectation that if that monk disrobes to get it. So in that case now the monk falls into the offenses. If he disrobes, of course, he can get this money because it is his. Okay, but still, during the monkhood, his precepts broke. Okay, and that money is nisargabhacitta. He has not forfeited any time. So then every day, he owns his money like that. He accumulates more dukkhatas. So this is how his sila becomes impure.
他是这样，他说如果说你在出家之前跟那个金人达成一个协议，我说我在这个寺院出家，耽误我耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误耽误
他不是这个天所有人。然后那因为施主是天，所以相当于你是这个天所有人。那你是这个天所有人，那比方说你是上半天了，你上半天了，你破了上半天世界就是清净界。如果你是比库，你是比库的话，你犯了那个第十八修舍多，你犯了舍多的话，这个天其实是舍多天，这个天其实是应该叫一层分。如果你不想破戒的话，他说那但是如果说你这么坚韧，那你放着。然后你在贱人那里放，然后你在女花寺里头，你也可以从贱人那拿回这个钱，只不过你在出家这个过程天天都在犯戒而已。
那现在我们这里给他所有钱全部犯戒了，
你跟他是有这种协议吗？
我是
没有协议啊，就是那个
妈妈
等我问题问好，等我问题处理好，你再问。就现在我们所有的钱都在嘎比亚这里的话，全部算是犯戒了。
不要说所有，
不是
我也有公理，
不是这样，你给人进进入瞬间的时候你是怎么说的？
没有怎么说，你怎么说？
给了我当
时 I offer， 我记得他是给了我当时的上面有我名字而已。
啊
，You keep
对呀、
啊，
这算什么情况呢？
So he's telling that in his case, before his ordination, he only was good.Put his, all his money in a packet, and then he give the copy on this packet, copy and cutter this packet, and say you keep it, and then he got a slip with his own name on it from this copy and cutter. So he's asking that under such circumstances would he fall into offenses or not?
So.That slip is the name, his name, no?
Yes.
It is actually now, the Kapya knows that actually he does not own his money.
Uh-huh.
So then it is, the owner, the real owner, mm-hmm. is the monk. The real owner is the monk. So then, in that case now, the purity of the monk is not pure. If he gets samanera. So then,That's called, he actually owns his money. So then, in that case now, the copy is just like a table. You put the money on the table. You can actually order this copy to give this money anytime, because you can manipulate this money, the money, the way you like.
No, as a monk, you cannot take that money from
him. Take the money, but actually it is,Because now you accept, no?
Uh-huh.
You accept the fact that this money is mine.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It is Atudesa. Atudesa is called, Atta means self,
mm-hmm.
Udesa is for oneself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that you are the owner
mm-hmm.
of that money.
Mm-hmm.
So that Kapya has no any power
mm-hmm.
of this money.
Mm-hmm.
So then that is what actually can interfere with Jatarupa Raja. Because there are the three factors, no? Is money.
Mm-hmm.
Atudesa is intended for oneself
mm-hmm.
and physically or mentally
mm-hmm.
one consents to it, accepts the fact that it's mine, it's for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's called, it is my own,
mm-hmm.
my own thing.
Mm-hmm. But he's telling that most of the monks here are doing like that before.
Only him.
He said, many monks are, before ordination are doing like that. So,
foreign monks, right?
Yes.
As long as they don't do like that.
Most
foreigners do like that. Because they have been taught, no, they come from Pauk Center, they Pauk Center do like that. They starting doing yellow. You know. Formerly it was not like that.
Uh-huh.
Now monks who come from Sri Lanka monks,
uh-huh.
they have to relinquish everything. If they have some money, so they give for the Sangha.
Uh-huh.
If they come from afar, they carry some money, so they don't want to go back to the families.
Uh-huh.
And so for to give the families, they offer the Sangha and then complete. This is a common fund, you know.
Uh-huh.
So then they give to the secretary,
uh-huh.
to the clerk,
uh-huh.
they give the money and so forth. And now, you see, after they give up, now, you see, every day they give free pinapata,
uh-huh.
free accommodation, free robes, free medicine, everything. So they think, what I need is money. I call,
yes,
just
yes.
give it up.
Uh-huh.
I don't need any money. Most of the Sri Lanka monks do like that.
Uh-huh.
They don't actually keep a separate copier for them, private
uh-huh.
copier,
uh-huh.
because it's a common thing. They get everything for free.
Uh-huh.
Then they're actually better off with the little money they have. They can spend that money within 1 month. Okay?
Yes.
But here,
mm-hmm.
that's called, they don't need this money because for years they can live without any money.
Mm-hmm.
Free food, accommodation, robes, and so what is.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need a copy and so what to have special requisites for them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a couple. But now, with the foreigners who have come here,
mm-hmm.
Nobody admonishes to do like that. They
uh-huh.
bring this practice by their own, and they don't tell the teacher also. They don't tell the teacher sometimes.
Sometimes they inform the teacher, but the teacher knows, but they just...
Yes, they try to ignore because they think, yeah, but it is a proper procedure to do like that. Now, for example, you have your private copier,
uh-huh.
but you tell him, I give this to you,
uh-huh.
okay? So, if I need some requisites,
uh-huh.
okay,
uh-huh.
so then you can make his own, okay? You make that money,
uh-huh.
copier's money, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like you are the donor,
uh-huh.
and you relinquish your ownership, okay?
Uh-huh.
You can tell him, I want to give up this money.
Uh-huh.
But if you want to help me, you can give me, if I after become monk,
uh-huh.
if I need something like for a rezo or something
uh-huh.
like pen drive, everything like that,
uh-huh.
you can give to him, to me.
Okay.
So then you have to relinquish your ownership.
Uh-huh.
You make that money his. Like, for example, he has a copier,
mm-hmm.
in copier. Now, he's a Langa monk. They relinquish all the money to the copier.
Mm-hmm.
After that, they never... That copier comes to the common funds. Mm-hmm. Common funds. You have no ownership of that. You can't tell, where is my money?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you giving this requisite?
Mm-hmm.
So then... And then it's liquefied. Means it become anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Become completely anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find it, so it's called. In this copier, he never put the name... This is separately for this monk and so what I do keep in some corner,
uh-huh.
like that. He never keeps it. He mixes everything together as a monastery fund.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So then, now with the kapya and so forth, if one is a private kapya,
uh-huh.
not to break the rule,
uh-huh.
you just tell him, this is your own,
uh-huh.
okay, I make it your own, it
uh-huh.
is under your name,
uh-huh.
it's not under my name.
Uh-huh.
But if you want to help after I become monk and I need something,
mm-hmm.
for example, to repair my kuti or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I will inform you that I need this, I need that.
Mm-hmm.
If that copy agrees,
mm-hmm.
okay.
So can he make this kind of declaration to Mr. Dharmanga, for example? Can he make this kind of declaration that, this money is not mine, it belongs to you now, but if I need something, you can help me? Can he make this kind of declaration?
Yes, if Randu accepts, it's okay.
Okay.
In that case, no, even if he disrobes, he can't claim that money.
Okay. 这个其实是犯戒，他说因为比方说那个名字纸条上写你的名字，那说明这个钱，他就专门为你自己用的，那就满足了那个，然后你心里边如果有接受他的话，就满足了犯那条事情的今天界的三个条件，一个这个东西是钱，第二这个东西是为你所用的。
第三是你自己心中认可这个东西是为你自己所用的。那这样的话，这三个条件满足，你就犯那个对比后来你就犯那个舍乐，最上面的那你就犯那个第十条那个新鲜界。嗯，所以说他说这样，他说那个斯里兰卡这样他像这种现象一般来说是在罗树林一般是那个外国传中做的多一些，斯里兰卡传中一般来说不在信人那里，不在信人那里存钱。他们一般那个他一般来，他们如果是那个出家之前带着钱来的话，他们一般把钱给那个秘书，给这边这个办公室的秘书，然后他们可能就因为而且他们绝对不用钱，其实也是过得很好，就是一年不用钱，一样是跟各种免费自己，就是一年时间过得很好。如果自己有钱的话，可能钱只有一点，一个月花完了。他说，然后他说，但是假如说你想在寄人那里存钱的话，最好是给一个自己私人的信任，就是给你自己私人信任，然后在你给他钱的时候，你跟他说，这个钱现在已经不属于我，属于你了。但是如果你想要帮我的话。我需要什么什么什么什么什么那个如法资具的时候，你可以给我，但是过会儿你就不能跟他询问啊，我这个钱在哪里，这钱还剩多少，这话都不能问。然后你对这边四那个，然后对于这个这边四联行这个公用经营人，如果你不想犯忌的话，你也可以去跟他说一下，这个钱已经不属于我了，这个钱是属于你的。然后如果我需要什么什么，你想帮我的话，你可以给我这些东西。但是如果你做这样宣告的话。按说你还俗之后就不能把钱剩下钱提取出来。
那你的意思说现在要找一个私人经人？
不是，他说你跟这边这个经人也可以做这样的宣告，只不过你做这个宣告之后，按说你是不应该把那个在还俗之后把这个钱提取出来的。
对呀、啊，但是就是说你要用这个钱的话，
嗯，
对这个经人来说现在不是你的钱了，对吧？
对，
如果不是你的钱你就不换借，是你的钱你就换借。
对对，
那我给我的这个有名字指头算什么意思吗？
如理自居。
嗯，然后我也不他其实他那个他那意思是说那个 So he's asking that so after he made that kind of declaration to Mr. Arnhem, for example, what to do with that name slip?
Name slip
because before Mr. Arnhem received this money from him. He gave a name slip to him, with
the. Oh, Rana, do have never done.
He did it always. Not name slip, but receipt to him. Receipt.
He does not give receipt. I don't know.
He can give a copy of receipt.
Like, maybe he might give receipt the amount of the money it is, but he doesn't give your name. That is anti.
A donation. Same as donation receipt. Like that.
所以说我
要
问清楚。
So he can, so I will explain
he might give a receipt, but he might I don't know what he writes in the receipt, but he does not tell that this belongs to you, to him, and so forth. This money is.
这个是军，这个是布施的指头。
I don't know what he writes on the receipt. As far as I know and so forth, he will give the amount. That this is kept for the requisites.
Like for the
receipt.
So he's asking, he's telling you, this is a name slip that Mr. Arnhem will give.
About Baradimata, Okay, his name, church, these 15,000 rupees, he tells that I got the responsibility to give this money back to the person whose name is mentioned above. This is what he did. I got the responsibility to get this money back. Apaho Bharatimat. To give this money back to the name mentioned above. To the person's name mentioned above. Therefore, he does, that means, he is there just like to give this money back. This is his responsibility. Not to use it for requisites, for anything.
Okay.
This receipt he has given. This is completely, for a monk, for a lay person who does like that, after he become monk, he owns his money, the owner is his monk. not random. For example, we, I don't know who his name is, Takeshi. It's called, therefore, his responsibility is to give this money back to him. The date is not mentioned. The date of giving back is not mentioned. But the date of receiving is mentioned. Therefore, this is not, he is not the owner. Mr. Natano becomes not the owner. He actually becomes a money means for just to keep temporarily that man, that money, and whenever that man wants to take it, he will keep to keep. This is what it says.
So what should he do with this sleep? As now he's already a monk. So what should he do with this sleep? Is it a samnir or no? He's a samnir. So what should he do with this sleep?
So he has to completely keep it to the randuva to make it's called that he has to be responsible with this money. And tell him, I don't want to get this money back. You tell him. Okay. So then, you keep this money. You become the owner. You have to tell him. Only that, if I need something from this money, maybe a book or robe, and if you are willing, you are willing to give me, you can give to me. Okay. So that is a condition you make. You are not supposed to get this money back.
But this is common. This kind of thing, every foreign monks, he can give this kind of slips.
No, I don't think so. Because I know, now myself recently, somebody donated some money. To me. I think they asked some money, other things, but they donate to me. But he just mentioned by name that some money arrived and said, but for your requisite, if you need something, you can tell me.
Okay.
By what? He never gave me a receipt, nothing.
But
because I think it is the monks who want to have like that. Some monks, foreign monks, they insist. Insist they want to have the money back. That's why he has to give accordingly.
Okay.
He has to write like that.
Okay.
But usually if you don't tell him anything, he never give me a receipt.
Okay.
He didn't give me in my name, the number of receipt, nothing. Like he puts here, number also.
Okay.
Password.
No password.
Secret. Secret things. So then... therefore now, it is that foreigners go and demand such things from him. That's why he gives these things to them. Otherwise, he never invents these things by himself. He never goes to trouble to go and sit down and all these things, do things. He never gave me a receipt, no number of receipt, nothing. So he told me, if you need something, you can tell me. This money has been received for you, the amount of money, the number, I can't remember the figure. So then he told me verbally. So then I told, okay, I told if something now for repairs and equity, something like that, I will tell you. Yes, so eventually. And that was the only communication we had. Otherwise, no receipt, no number.
Oh, okay.
So then, but he put it, of course, he put an envelope. Maybe he showed me an envelope. So that from the donors, from the donor that arrived to me, but it was my name wasn't on it. So then he only mentioned. Maybe he put my name there just for him to remember. But so therefore you have to demand from him, then only he keep these things.
Okay.
Maybe.
But as for myself, I have seen some things that even if you don't demand, they give you this thing.
Maybe because like I say, maybe they become a practice now. Practice and so on. What he mentions is that I got this money to give it back to the person under the name so and so.
Okay.
Giving back. To give the money back, not to give requisites.
Okay,
this is the thing, the condition. Not to, it doesn't mention about I have to give requisites to him.
So the monk, if he wants to keep his. A Siddha Pura, he has to make a disclaimer about this statement.
Yes, he has to give a disclaimer. He has to tell that that is wrong. I mean, not wrong means I want to have only not the money back.
Uh-huh.
He has to make it clear to him
that
he wants to have some requisites.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is now, Mr. Randhawa is too busy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he can't supply requisites now. If you need, for example, a razor,
uh-huh.
like special razor,
uh-huh.
and example, or some heater
uh-huh.
like you want for your kuti, you go and Mr. Randhawa, you might get it maybe after months and months.
Okay.
So he is forgetful. He can't remember all these things because he's so busy.
Mm-hmm.
He might or even doesn't want to have the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So then, but there is no other person. There is no other person.
Mm-hmm.
Like you see, therefore now they are now in a Pauk
mm-hmm.
monastery.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one Kapia
mm-hmm.
who does only this thing.
Uh-huh.
He's not like engineer.
Uh-huh.
He does only this. This job
mm.
by supplying requisite for monks.
Mm.
And he once, let me see, I think almost every day
mm.
he comes after the monks
mm.
finish the pindapata,
mm-hmm.
he sits there, maybe,
mm.
maybe, not every day,
mm-hmm.
maybe two or three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
He comes and sits for the monks finish the pindapata.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then every monk who wants to order something,
mm-hmm.
and he already had, he was already given funds,
mm-hmm.
as called, to that kapya.
Mm-hmm.
So he can order, for example, detergent powder, and he goes and buys this from the city.
Okay.
And on the following day, he will put all these things on the table,
mm-hmm.
and you can collect it from him.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are certain market days, I don't know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now, but you have, must have already, as called, money under him,
mm-hmm.
or Daikas might give money to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he will give a receipt
mm-hmm.
that I received so much money from so and so forth
mm-hmm.
for your requisites.
Mm-hmm.
He will specify it is for requisites.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for I will give this money back. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
He never mentioned that yet
mm-hmm.
for your requisites.
Mm-hmm.
As well. And please tell me, he will especially invite you, in the, they have a special way how to invite a monk
mm-hmm.
from a kapya to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So then please ask me anything you like from because I have this money. Please, any requisite you need, please
mm-hmm.
ask for me.
Mm-hmm.
A special invitation.
Mm-hmm.
So from that time on, he sits in the end of the Pinnabada hall
mm-hmm.
and so forth, and then you can go there
mm-hmm.
and tell him I need this and that and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
He will go to the market.
Mm-hmm.
If it's available, he will bring to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because now in a okay,
他说其实是等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于等于 什么如法自己，比方说什么一个电热器或者一个很特殊剃刀什么这种东西，你如果跟他要的话，可能几个月时候会买给你，因为这个人非常忙，然后他也很健忘，然后他说再怕的话，然后他说再怕的话，因为这边没有楼层，他没有专门负责采购的行人，然后那个因为这个人他实际上他是负责建筑工程的什么，然后他监管很多事，但是在帕瓦有个专门负责采购的行人，就是说他会然后那个到过养比库这些居士把那个资给这些行人之后呢，他大概每个周两三次在比库们脱钵之后，他坐在那个托把堂的尽头，然后就搁那坐，然后如果比库想和他要什么如何那个如法自具的话，就跟他写说我需要什么什么什么，然后他会进行程去买，然后过两天就把这个需要东西的拿回来，让比库可以去取。然后但他也会给收据，但他的收据只是说我收到那个什么什么什么一个那个给某某某比库捐献的多少那个钱而已。
如理自具。
对对对。
然后你就说拿这张纸到这个亲人这里，可以拿到如法的物品回来。
对，
资具要相等的，不可能超过这个。
对对对，但只是他有时候可能不愿意帮你买，然后也有时候时间花很长而已，因为他特别忙。
对，要可不可以就是说， 我的私人经人，
可以私人经人就没
过来了以后，过来以后我把这个支具的钱啊，这个指头啊，给私人经人，私人经人拿这个指头去问他拿钱，因为钱转移到这个私人经人这里，但是我问私人经人这里也是拿物品拿钱，
啊，
可不可以？
你这个东西是在出家以前做还是出家以后做？
现在做呀，现在你不说我。我给他三四个月以后再给你东西，有可能还忘记了，那怎么办呢？如果碰到有闲友过来了，我正好需要东西，闲友正好他成为我的近人，我把这个指头给他，他能不能直接把拿这个指头直接问他们
？So he is asking that is it possible for him to transfer this name slip to a lay person who is willing to become his kapyankara and.Ask this layperson to withdraw this money from Mr. Ranhunga and use that money to buy the requisites that he needs.
Yes, now in some other time you can do that.
Uh-huh.
But you have to make that layperson the owner of this money.
Uh-huh.
And tell him, I don't want to have this money back.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep this money.
Mm-hmm.
Only that if I need something,
mm-hmm.
For example, air ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Air ticket. So I'm like to fly somewhere, you can...If you are willing to help,、
mm.
okay, you can help.、
Mm.
But、you must make sure that,、making sure that I don't want to have this money back.、
Mm-hmm.
Don't put it under my name.、
Mm-hmm.
What I can receive it is only if I need some air ticket or something like that、to travel somewhere, you might be able to supply this money.、
Mm-hmm. But you said during Samanamrita.
Samanamrita, after Piku, of course, if he still has this money,、
uh-huh.
it is Nisaki Vachiti or this one.
Okay.
Yes, you have to forfeit to the Sangha.
Okay.
So then, if by accident, if a layman, a kapya comes there,
uh-huh.
for example, and, the Sangha has to tell the kapya, this is not allowable for monks.
Uh-huh.
You are a kapya, you should know what to do with his money.
Uh-huh.
They should be told, the kapya should be told like that.
Uh-huh.
And if the kapya now, he takes the money and...He gives some requisites to monks,、
mm-hmm.
he brings some medicines or like that.、
Mm-hmm.
All other monks can get these medicines, but not the monk who has fallen into offense.
他说这样，只要你还是个沙玛尼拉，就可以这样做。就是
成为比丘就犯戒了。
但是你是沙玛尼拉时，你听我说完，他说你必须跟你那个仙友，那个居士仙友说明，就是我不想要回这个钱，然后这个钱也不是我的，然后我只是想需要什么东西，比方说一张飞机票是，你可以帮我，然后那么就什么，然后这没问题。但是如果你成为比库的话，这个钱就已经成为是舍多钱了，然后舍多钱的话，然后是这样，他是这样处理的。然后那森三会把这个钱那个给刘金人，他说那个森三会告诉刘金人说这个钱是舍多钱，你知道应该怎么做。然后这个。如果说这个净人他用这个钱去买回一些比方说药吧药物，然后那个他给僧团分配的话，那其除了犯舍多的人的话，除了犯舍多这个人之外，其他人都可以得到这个药物，唯独犯舍多的人不能得到这个药物，是这样。
哦，他这个东西啊，这叫做舍多。
对对对。
我现在还有一个问题，大概不想说。
嗯。
我妈妈给我如理支取多少？如理支取。
嗯。
我如理支取的时候，我这个如理支取的时候，我供养不起他。班代，这个是属于我妈妈供养的呢，还是属于是我供养的？这因为我没有，我只能供养如理支举给那个，因为我没有，我不可以拥有这没有钱的概念。我如果供养吧，另外班代打个比方说，我是这个应该是以我母亲的供养呢，还是说我供养？我应该怎么说供养是比较好的，比较如法的。
So he is asking that. So for example, his mother offered his money, offered some money for his allowable requisites. So and that money is kept in Mr. Arnold's place. And so now he wants to transfer this invitation to another monk. That means.He wants this money not for his need, but for another monk's need. So how should he do that? And should that money be considered as offered by him or offered by his mother or something?
So then, If his mother does not object, because actually the real owner it is still the mother.
Okay.
So then the Kapya Ramesana too is like mediator, no? So if his mother does not object, he can actually speak to the Mesana to her. If the other monkey has a Kapya, another Kapya.
Or this, the same Kapya Mr. Arnum? Because in this case...
because no, for other monk?
Yes, for other monk.
Same Kapya.
Okay.
Then you can, yes, this is much easier. You can tell that I don't want to have any requisites with him. You can please give any requisites to the other monk. As of what, supply the other monk with the requisites. I don't want to have any requisites from this one.
No
objections, or she completely has no interest in this money anymore. No interest. What her son does with this money, she completely has no interest. So then he does not need to ask his mother.
他说但是还有的情况就是比方说你知道你妈对这个钱不感兴趣或者你妈根本不会反对你把这个钱供养给别人，那你就可以不问。可以不问，但是我还是以我妈的名义。对，还是你妈的名义。这对了。还有一个就是说，打个比方说，我跟我妈 给我录你字据的时候，我跟他说，你这个录你字据跟我也可以把这个给我的录你字据，我以你的名义供养给任何人。你如果同意的话嘛，他如果同意，那我这个字据就是我要接下来我怎么使用供养税的时候，我就不用再打电话告诉他，你同意不同意了。
So he's asking that when his mother offered him this money, can he directly ask his mother, is it allowable for me to transfer this invitation to other monks or to the whole sangha? So if he got permission at that moment, so it's not necessary for him afterwards to call his mother again, isn't it?
If he likes and so forth to do so, it is okay, because the mother must know. So then... but if he already knows that the mother does not mind, that means she does not care about whether he uses it or other man, what he does not need to ask. But this is quite actually not to offend her mother, his mother. So then, and I don't know how much control the mother wants to have over this money. You know, parents have to control. Actually, it is not the monk's money, it is his mother's money.
他说如果你不想帮忙，冒犯你母亲的话，你最好这样，就这样，如果说你即使没这样做，但是你知道你妈对这个钱肯定是不在乎，你也可以不问，但是就是以防万一，就是因为有些父母对这个钱有很强的控制欲，如果这种情况下，那可以需要家长求取，对，
我这样去看，但是有的时候你反而告诉他的时候，他反而会犹豫，因为这对不对？我是这样的，所有的请求不是给我妈妈。
对，就是不是全部是给他了。他我会问他，要录你字据的时候，我会问他要他给我录你字据。这我就变成很麻烦了。
对，没有，他说你只要你知道他的这个钱没有什么兴趣的话，你根本可以不问。但是我能，我也不能确定他对这个钱有没有感兴趣。
有的老人，他现在不感兴趣，等下等下，他不是已经把这钱捐给你之后，就是说捐给你之后，但然后你再往外转，你说你知道他这个对有钱，这不关心，这不关心，对，那没问题，我就说，对，就是说，其他人也是一样，子女啊，朋友啊，那这些都是，对，都是一样。
班队啊，我曾经，
但是这个东西钱捐出去的时候，应该来说就是说。 这不是以我的名义，供养什么东西，岂能不是以他的母亲的名义？
对。
澄清一下，就前面说拿这张纸头的时候，上面应该是不犯的。
是。 沙玛尼拉，
你后面说是礼数就是犯戒了，
不是说不犯，不是说不犯，而是说你看那个指南上面写那个写什么的 ，so he's asking that for that kind of a name slip is it enough of offense for someone to accept this kind of name slip。Is it an offense for someone?
It's offense, of course. He breaks his rule. Not offense, he breaks the rule. But the thing is now, if he does not know what this receipt tells, and he has not the idea that I am the owner of this money, he's not Mr. Atuhan who is the owner of the money, then of course his precept does not break.
Okay, okay. 他说是这样的，他说这个问题是这样，如果说你根本都不懂那个纸条写什么东西，然后你没有因为就是你收到这么一张纸条，然后认为这个东西是我的，那就不犯。
那我现在纸条上没有这个辛巴拉语，只有这一排字，也没有金额，就是我的名字。那算是
那我就这不是我的钱，这是我的论理字据，我这样写就可以。
我先问他的问题，好吧？我先问他的问题。
就没有这排，就上面
就
是
只有一个。
我知道，明白你意思。So he's asking that if Mr. Arthur's name slip has no such statement, but only the number of money and the name of the monk, is that allowable for him?
It's allowable for him, but at least now, Mr. Anua, for his own reference, he has to tell that I received this money.
Uh-huh.
I received this money, and he has to put the date for this person.
Mm-hmm.
But he just can delete this.
Mm-hmm.
Delete this and say, Apaho Baragidim, to delete these two, three words.
Uh-huh.
Delete them.
Oh, okay.
So,And finish it.
Okay, then this slip will become allowable.
Then it's allowable.
Okay.
Because he has to give it back, no? He tells to, I'm going to give this back to him.
Okay.
So then you have to delete these three words. Finish. Then the rest is okay. Then I call, but you have to mention it. To mention this to him. Otherwise, to translate all like that I don't need this money back.
Okay.
I give to you and so forth in case I will need some requisites and so forth. I will take on a requisite. I can't give this money back.
Okay.
If there's something is left over and so forth, it goes to the Sangha.
Okay.
So I'm like to make some clear because he might be confused, no? For example, if the monk disrobes or like that. So like or leaves, he does not come back again. But then what to do this one? You have to clarify him. If I'm not there, so what? He has to go to the Sangha. So then,
他说是这样，他说你那个从原则讲，你只要把这段话里边关于你把这个钱还给你这部分去掉，这条是没问题。但是最好还是跟那个精神说一下，说你这个说这个钱那个。我不要属于我属那个不属于我，然后如果我离开这个地方或者还租怎样，这个剩下钱那个是归赠团的，我不想要这个钱，因为你如果不这么说，他可能心里怀疑，比方说如果你还租是不是想把这钱拿回来怎样的？对。
但是我当时就是这个是我做红衣之前我给他的，我印象中我给他的时候，我跟他说我放弃这个钱，我只是说我放弃这个钱，这个钱我不要了，给你了。然后呢？至于他给这个纸条，也不是我要。
对对对，他那你就不犯他。对对对，他你根本就没看懂，然后他你也没有说这个，你正想这东西是我的。对，
还是
还没解答，就是我拿这上半部分成为比托犯。我拿这上半部分。
张老意思是你可以走，你不想。
我知道。
对，然后你要说什么？
就。这上半部分我拿着。
不犯，但是你最好跟经人说明一下，就是说，不然他心里边可能有疑问，就是你这个钱到底是不是还想要？
这个说，是说这个东西我是怎么说啊？你先说。
我放弃了这个。
我这个钱已经不属于我，它属于你。如果我需要什么东西，你可以从这个钱里出现来不帮我。然后我那个。
没有钱，不要说事情。
然后我如果还俗的时候，这个钱有剩余，钱归赠团。
他说英语吧，这个
啊，他不说英语，找人翻译嘛。
哦，
对。
翻译，我想问一下，如果
你现在他先问，他问
我现在就说，打个比方说，我现在母亲给我奴隶自己多少，我有什么方法变成是我的奴隶自己，我可以供养， 给僧堂换换个什么。
不是你刚才也问了吗？
对啊，那是不能是给是我爷母亲的名字。
对对，
如果病子是我的名字，有没有一种方法是如法的？
不可以，这不是这没有。
大家说，现在供养的如理之举，我用我的如理之举在供养
啊，
别人
啊，
变成是以我的名义供养，这个应该是有没有一条
？So he wants to offer this kind of money under the Kapyan Karaka under his own name. Is that possible? Because according to the procedure that you had just now explained, so if he want to transfer his own money under the Kapyan Karaka, then he actually that money belongs to the Daika or his mother, for example. But that money does not belong to him. So even if that money is transferred for the need of another monk. That money is still donated under name under the daika, but now he wants to make this donation under his own name. So is there any way to do that?
Like his own name?
Yes.
To put on it.
Yes.
Of course, if he is under his name, that means he claims ownership. In that case, now it is if he is a bhikkhu, all that money becomes a sankhya bhajite.
不可以，完全不可以。因为如果用只要用你的名义，这就表示你这个钱有所有权。你要你有所有权。
不是，大概比方说。大概讲说，这我用如理之举供养，对我如理
没听懂的意思，我帮你解释一下。他讲的意思是，他母亲供养给他的是以物的那种形式，就是我供养你如法之举。那个是就是我的敬人，然后敬人给他也是一个就是物的，然后他现在以自己的物的这个形式说，我现在把我的这个如法之举是物，然后
供养
给
僧堂，
给僧堂或者僧人，这样的情况，不是说那个就是。首先，他这几步都是如法，
都是物是吧？就是你要把这
对，打个比方说，
东西
价值，
价值不打个比方说，
那就是你这东西是已经采购好了，还是说只是钱的
这
哈？
还是钱，肯定是钱，
还是钱是吧？
还是钱
的，那和你说就不一样。
但是那个
我
这个那关系都是物啊，而且都是如法的。然后现在就是告诉敬人，我想供养这个尊者，那个就是如法必需品。
对，那但是因为钱所有权在他妈那儿，所以必须还是以他的名，还是以他妈的名。
就如果他我妈确
认一下，
我已经刚才就确认这个事。
不是，我妈如果供养给我的，所有权还是我妈的名。
对，所有权还是你妈的。因为你不能对钱有任何所有权。
那我对物的有没有所有权呢？他的这个不是钱，他变成了说、
啊，你不是钱已经买上，已经买了吗？
没有买，他就是变成是如法的物品。
没有那无法物品，但是现在形式还是钱。没有，他刚说了，你不能对这个钱有任何所有权，那肯定还是你妈的名义。除非你拿着钱已经买了东西，然后这东西已经归你了，那你可以过。
也就是这样问一个问题，再确认一下，就是。那个物品还没有去处理，但是也没有处理的形式，那个主题的话，是不是就？
我刚刚问的就是这个问题。
就是这个。
对
啊，
不是你这就说这个东西，就说
你为什么一定要用你的名义呢？这是很奇怪的一件事情，就是你这钱反正就是供养，说你为什么要用你的名义，不是你妈的名义？这是个很奇怪的事情。
这不是我，不是我说我以我妈的名义，我认为有的时候以他的名义，他会说我他会说他有的话说出来的时候。
你他这个钱他这个钱已经供养出去，你是以你的名义还是以他的名义，他都不会知道。
他不会知道。
对啊，因为你在这个钱已经在进人那儿，不是吗？我说是钱已经在进人身上，你是怎么理解的？
我跟你理解不一样。
你是怎么理解的？钱，因为我的意思是，你妈钱已经转到进，你的意思是你妈钱还在你妈那儿是吗？还是说？
还有一个问题，大概比方说，我现在想供养圣堂
啊，
然后他要跟他供养圣堂一同固定。如果这个估计这个字句是比如他如果还有一个问题，就是大概这样说，是我的房子
啊，
你这是我的房子
啊，
我把它处理了
啊，
处理了这个字句，我就说这个字句我要供养僧堂
啊，
以我自己的名义我想供养僧堂。
你不能有房子呀，你怎么你现在有一栋房子在你自己的名下，
我的有啊
啊，
但我这个房子有自己名下，我是在出销之前，
出销之前呢？
我现在那两栋房子都折掉
了。你把房子怎么把那房子折掉了？
我是写了一个协议嘛，我这两栋房子是给他们
啊，然后
这个他们的时候，当时我跟他写了个协议
啊，
当时的时候，这个房子所有的字据